I just want to state this again, because I don't like talking about myself every day on the show and what's happening, but we're forced to because, as you've seen, we're national news, international news. If they can take us down, they set the precedent to take everyone else down. Media Matters, run by George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator. He said that on 60 Minutes. The news says that's a conspiracy theory.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
George Soros' Media Matters, they created a list of sites that post some of my content on YouTube. And here it is. And most of these I never even heard of. And they said, oh, look, they're posting his content. Take them down. And YouTube did. I mean, when Media Matters snaps its fingers and says, jump, Google, a trillion-dollar company, ask how high.
The potential censorship of free speech, I think, goes to the core of our country's freedoms.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Now, I can show you the headlines where they say they want to own the name Alex Jones. They want to own Real Alex Jones on X. They admit they want to set that precedent.
The whole idea of now we are going to have corporations censor speech based upon their definition of fake news, based on their definition of hate speech, is opening up a Pandora's box.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
The Justice Department-backed deep state has launched a new vicious attack on myself and InfoWars. They're attempting to seize control of operations October 17th because they know coming up on November 13th, InfoWars is going up for sale at auction, and they're worried patriots are going to buy it, and the operation will continue on. They are pulling out all the stops, have introduced a lawsuit, the Democrat Party back group, in Travis County with judges they think they control. They literally... This has been adjudicated at the Supreme Court, the Texas Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit, all of it, are saying they own my name and own me, and that, like I'm a corporation, they want a receiver appointed that owns me forever. That's why they didn't want to settle. They wanted it to be non-dischargeable. And when they shut down InfoWars, if they're successful, it doesn't matter. Anything but $1.5 billion, they say they own me.
What was an indentured servant? If I'm an English youth and want to get to America, I will sign a contract saying that I will give 7 years of labor to a master who will pay my the price of a ticket to get across the Atlantic on a ship. But when I sign that contract, I'm in for 7 years of extremely tough labor. I might not survive it because that master, I'm just a piece of property. He can do with me what he wants. I don't work hard enough, he can beat me. If he doesn't like the way I work, he can sell me to a neighbor.
Indentured servants accounted for 3/4 of the 130,000 English who came to the Chesapeake in the 1600s.
Now, the courts have all ruled you can't do this. It's cut and dry. But they don't care because they believe they control the courts in Travis County, which they're now filing in. The Democratic Party has officially. They want me off the air when President Trump is president-elect. And they're moving to shut us down now on October 17th. I'll sleep on somebody's couch and do this broadcast. But the issue is, if I don't fight them in federal court and state court now, they will absolutely hamstring what I'm doing if they're successful and set this dangerous precedent. I've been up here like a baby bird chirping, begging for food because I don't want to give up. And I hate begging, but I hate losing to the New World Order when we're so close to victory, a lot worse. Three words, real. AlexJones.com. Go make a $5, $10, $100, $200, $1,000 donation to the First Amendment.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
28 days, the most important election in world history. It's Monday, October 7th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. I have a massively important transmission lined up for you today. On multiple fronts at federal and state court, the Democrats are trying to shut this operation down as we speak. We've survived many times, but this is the greatest threat. We have another hurricane, Milton, barreling towards Florida. We have now 12 days after the hurricane hit, confirmation that the feds are continuing a stand down and bragging Democrat leaders like Axelrod that this will keep the Republican counties from voting. We have audio of him in an interview admitting it. We've got the New York Times, the Washington Post admitting it. Here's the headline. Former Obama advisor pretty much says North Carolina Trump supporters are too dumb to vote post Helene. We're going to be getting into just so much news on the economy, massive news on the world currency, Mark of the Beast development, a whole bunch of new gaffes by Kamala Harris, and so much more. We have some huge guests coming up this week. But today I've cleared the decks so that we can take a lot of your phone calls. I'll also do an X Spaces here on the transmission today. But I really also want to talk about what how they're going to try to steal the election, and if they're able to steal it, what the globalists have said they're already going to do. Also, the biggest caravans ever, and that's saying a lot, we have video of them, are on their way out of Central and South America through Mexico on their way here now. But meanwhile, Kamala says that the border's totally controlled right now. I mean, we're talking insanity that is unfolding. Also, John Stossel's put out a great report that Elon reposted, but he doesn't go all the way. And I want to play this report about Native Americans and then give you the rest of the story. And I'm not attacking Native Americans. I'm a little bit Native American myself. My great-grandmother was, you know, half Native American, my dad's grandmother, and I respect Native Americans. But that said, the way they push them like they were these little angel cakes and perfect is pure crap. And if you understand that lie, you understand all the other lies that are going on and unfolding. So we're going to hit that as well. But right as I was going live, I learned of an emergency today that could potentially shut us down. That's how crazy this is. And I'm just very calmly handling it all. So I was already planning to play some excerpts of Saturday's incredible rally when Trump returned to Butler. And I was already planning to get to that later, but I'm going to have to go deal with this for a few minutes. It might just take 5-10 minutes. That's how crazy it is right now. I have to make decisions. I have to do it. And then I will come back. But the orders have come down from on high. 12 weeks ago, the Justice Department tried to shut us down without a court order. The judge fired the U.S. trustee appointed by the Justice Department. All hell broke loose, and it's just been going on since then. We've survived 3 attempts to shut us down since then. They know that the company's up for sale November 13th. They know there's Patriot buyers that plan to come in. So Soros is involved now. And that's not enough for the Democrats. They filed in Travis County last Friday, or last Thursday night, actually. Talked about it Friday, to put a receiver in and to take us over at the state level. And that hearing is on the 17th. So I said that we can be shut down by the 18th of this month. We're talking like a week and a half from now. So things are going crazy. And it's just emblematic of the political climate we're in. So I'm going to air this incredible clip of Elon Musk and also another excerpt of Trump speaking, and then I'll be right back. Don't tune out, and remember, you're the Paul Revere's. They want this show off the air for a reason. They know we've got the globalist number. We've got their blueprints. We know how to defeat them. That's why you're beyond important. You're key. You're critical. You're everything. When you decide to take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show, band.video, and, of course, Real Alex Jones on X, and share the live feeds right now. Here's Elon Musk.
Come on up here, Elon. He created the first major American car company in generations, and his rocket company is the only reason we can now send American astronauts into space. Come here. Take over, Elon. Yes, take over.
Hi, everyone. As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA. Well, first of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be here. And, you know, the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Fight, fight, fight! Blood coming down the face. Now, America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So that, who do you want representing America? Yeah. Absolutely. And, I think this election, I think it's the most important election of our lifetime. This is no ordinary election. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. You've got 14 states now that don't require voter ID. California, where I used to live, is just passed a law banning voter ID for voting. I still can't believe that's real. So, how are you supposed to have a good, proper election if there's no ID? It's just meaningless. And free speech. Free speech is the bedrock of democracy. And if people don't know what's going on, if they don't know the truth, how can you make an informed vote? You must have free speech in order to have democracy. That's why it's the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment. President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. He must win to preserve democracy in America. Yes. This is a must-win situation. Must win. So I have one ask for everyone in the audience, everyone who watches this video, any everyone on the live stream. This one request is very important. Register to vote. Okay? And get everyone you know and everyone you don't know, drag them to register to vote. There's only 2 days left to register to vote in Georgia and Arizona. 48 hours. Like, text people now. Now. And then make sure they actually do vote. If they don't, this will be the last election. That's my prediction. Nothing's more important. Nothing's more important. So get everyone you know. Everyone. So speaking to people out there, everyone in the crowd, I think, is already convinced. But For people out there that are watching the video, watching the live stream, you need to get everyone you know, at work, your friends, family, text groups, your social media, everything, get them to register to vote right now. Only 2 days left for Georgia and Arizona. Only a couple weeks left in Pennsylvania. And if they're not registered to vote, it doesn't matter at that point. Register to vote. I'm being repetitive for a reason, okay? So nothing is more important. And a lot of people think maybe their vote doesn't count. Well, it does, okay? It does. It matters. And this election could be decided by 1,000 votes, 500 votes. It could, a tiny margin. So get everyone you know to register to vote. I believe it's swapthevote.com. I believe that's the site. And double check that that your registration is good. Don't take it for granted. I'm just being repetitive about this point because it is the one takeaway, more than anything, that will matter is getting those registrations and then getting everyone you know to actually vote. That is what will decide this election, especially in Pennsylvania. So thank you, and honestly, you want to just be a pest. Just be a pest to everyone you know, people on the street, everywhere. Vote, vote, vote. Fight, fight, fight. Vote, vote, vote. Thank you.
The globalist deep state just took their war on free speech and our very identities and our very freedoms to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones and that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it, and then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight. That's how we fight in the information war, winning hearts and minds, and we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. You are the people. And I am so proud to have been working with all you through the years, and now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase, so let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. Or we can roll over and be slaves of the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo, victory or death. RealAlexJones.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back me and I'll never surrender. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, but we're seeing a lot of support. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, we've got a lot of backers and sponsors that are going to make sure my broadcast stays on the air one way or another, and they're able to bring the crew along with us and have reporters and maybe even expand. But that is up to you. So we make it easy. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great Patriot t-shirts, like this limited edition InfoWars shirt that is a fundraiser, and so many others. They also have a lot of special limited edition shirts that are only offered for a few weeks. I'm about to show you two of those right now. There are a whole bunch of new limited edition Halloween designs with a political message. I love this one. It's Trump, the little ghost with the blonde hair. He's got his fist raised, fight, fight, fight. He's got the streak of blood on his ear. It's a great conversation piece. This shirt will only be available for a few weeks at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on the air. And so let me tell you, that's really scary to the New World Order.
Now, if you think that last shirt scares the hell out of the Democrats, this one will really make them mad. Plus, it's worth a lot of laughs with conservatives, Christians, populists, and people that just hate tyranny. It says on the front, well, I was going to go this Halloween as a Democrat, but I couldn't fit my head all the way up my you-know-what. Again, this shirt and so many others available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Check out the ball caps. We've added some amazing supplements on the site. And every time you buy a product, you get entered 5 times in the raffle, in the sweepstakes, to win the incredible Dodge Prospector Turbo Diesel, most incredible truck out there, experts say, and $10,000 cash. That's $140,000+ value. And there's so much more happening. Be sure and check out thealexjonesstore.com. And regardless, it's going to help my broadcast stay on the air one way or another. So it's vital you go there now, thealexjonesstore.com.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine, empowered and funded by communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up communist China in 1949. The communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech and Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Banking Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that promote free speech, truth, and resilience to the new world order, like thealexjonesstore.com, will be banned. Sites that profit off dangerous truths are a threat to our democracy. Shirts sold at thealexjonesstore.com, like the InfoWars Limited Edition fundraiser t-shirt, will no longer be tolerated. And let's be clear, if you're caught wearing one of these shirts, you will face arrest. Whether it's the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt or any other merchandise pushing harmful messages of patriotism, family, faith, and freedom, this kind of propaganda has no place in our future. We will create a future where safety, censorship, and tyranny prevail. Don't go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase products that keep Alex Jones on the air. Don't wear the shirts or support humanity. If you do, you'll be the first in line for my depopulation agenda.
Now, obviously, that is AI satire of Kamala Harris. That's not really her. But if you look at her policies and what she supported and what big tech and the Democrats want and what Hillary Clinton has said.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
They indeed do want to put people in jail for their free speech. And the Justice Department that she's controlled by, that's hijacked this country, has been running the whole operation trying to shut down InfoWars. And on November 13th, it goes up for auction. And the Democrats have said they never wanted money from me. They wanted me silenced. That was always their goal.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members, and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
They're scared of satire because real satire, powerful satire, takes a truth and then basically presents it to show how absurd it is. So I'm asking all of you for your support to fund the alexjonesstore.com and get these great t-shirts and ball caps so one way or another, my broadcast continues on regardless of what happens. We may be able to get some patriots to outbid Soros and Media Matters for InfoWars in this operation, but regardless, myself and the crew want to come roaring back. So support our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com. Get these amazing shirts. That's how you keep us on air. And these shirts are so timely, launching the First Amendment and Second Amendment Defense League, standing up for the right of free speech and self-defense. This shirt and so many other amazing shirts now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. This is serious. This affects the entire country and the world. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you. So please stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Plus, these are amazing shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
CNN is not just fake news. It's the criminal news network that works as a racketeering crime syndicate to openly shut down my media operations and other people's media operations.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud. You are a charlatan that goes around lying about people to destroy the First Amendment.
I haven't lied about anyone else.
Yes, you are a congenital liar. Swallowswell, why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes Congressman Swallowswell.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech. And the deplatforming didn't work.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWars Store.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to let the enemies of freedom distract me and keep me from covering the news. And that's why they harass the living daylights out of me and every other prominent patriot, is because they know we've got the truth and we know that we're going to defeat these people in the end. And we see that currently happening. We're turning the tide. We have the initiative. But I'm going to leave this here, and then I'm going to move on from talking about myself for a while. There's a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes that I'm not at liberty to get into yet, on top of all the stuff you know about. I remember 12 weeks ago when I told you the U.S. trustee appointed by the Justice Department to my bankruptcy ordered the place shut down and ordered private armed security to come throw me out of the building. And I said, I'm calling the police. Where's the court order? They went, yeah. Well, and the head of the company's like, yeah, we're not doing that. This is literally trying to have mercenaries do this. And when I first announced it on air, people were like, well, where's the footage? Did you want me to stick cameras in the faces of these people and escalate it? No, I just said, I'm going to call the police. It never got to that. And then days later, it came out in federal court. They'd done that. And they had a hearing 2 weeks later, and the judge fired them all over the news. Now, there's been a bunch of stuff happened since then. I've only told you about a third of it because for strategy reasons, I don't want the enemy to even know what we know and things like that because we've got, it's like Fight Club. Our people are everywhere. I'll just say it. They've already figured it out, including inside their operations. So, yeah, America's pissed. And this is when we really turn the tide, see? Oh, the resistance is everywhere. You guys are going to be as happy as Nazis in France at the end of World War II. So, that said, I'm going on air. The show's starting, and that Lewis, the head of our social media, walks over and goes, I just got this email. We're supposed to hand over all the passcodes to X group, to all the social media and everything at InfoWars. And I said, no, because the people that are involved with the court are here, and I'm not going to say they're bad guys. I go to the other building, have a 20-minute conversation with them, and say, you go ahead and tee it up in front of the court. You're not doing that until this place is sold. And they agreed and backed off of it. But that's the type of stuff that I've got to deal with in live time. And I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. But believe me, you think I wanted to go off the air the first 20 minutes of the show? So just pray for us. But the intensity of all of this is a sign of the times. As Trump has said 1,000 times, and as I've said 1,000 times, they're not trying to get me. They've got to get through me to get to you. They want to literally turn off the economy, turn off the money supply, and absolutely enslave the population. In fact, I posted on X yesterday, a financial reporter, he did a great job explaining the plan to reduce money supply worldwide, and I forgot to send it to the crew. But guys, go get it. It's on there. I want to play that coming up next hour, or I'll find it and send it to you. I forget the exact headline. But it's a guy in his office with a bunch of cool gold-backed books behind him. You'll see the still image, get it, because it's only like 3 minutes long, but he nails it. We're coming to the end of the old financial order. The globalists want to bring in their world social credit score, central bank digital currency. Congress is set to pass a law to make the president a dictator to enforce the social credit score. Headline, digital ID scheme makes strides in Congress despite rights advocates' opposition. And then we've got dovetailed with that another new Hillary Clinton quote video where she's on national TV saying she wants to, again, get rid of the First Amendment, just like she said a few weeks ago, just like John Kerry said last week, or they're, quote, going to lose control of everything. You already lost control, witch. Everybody hates you. So Trump just surged to 14 points in major scientific polls, multiple polls, and the betting markets in Pennsylvania. So they're just desperately running headlines that Trump's done and Trump is lost on CNN and Drudge Report to make you believe that if they're able to steal it, she actually won. The woman is a joke. So we've got that to get into here as well today. But that's where we are. And that's what's happening. And it is all emblematic of the climate we are in, which is hardcore tyranny. So understand, every article, every video, every upload you do, every person you talk to at church or on the street or at work or at the grocery store, every person you talk to about the Great Awakening and the globalists being criminals and the human trafficking and the New World Order moves the needle. Every bumper sticker you put up, every little thing you do together moves the needle. So don't think for a minute you're not important. You are beyond important. You are everything. So let me just say this. I'm an expert on weather control and weather modification because I've been on air over 30 years, and I've interviewed the father of weather weapons when that was declassified, I've interviewed the pilots that run the operations, the ground control radar installations that they tell you are for Doppler radar. That's only one use. It's for weather control. That's all declassified. And I see a lot of interest now. Everything we do on the subject gets 5-10 million views on X. And then I see the public finally understanding this is real. There are world treaties, UN treaties. The CIA admits they're involved in it with the Department of Energy. Other governments are involved. And so I'm not going to do it today, but I am collating a bunch of the history of it and a bunch of the real information on it from meteorologists and others. And in the next few days, I'm going to do in-depth reports with the latest info on it for you. But the fact is, since 1967, the government certified at the Pentagon through Stanford Research Institute a 30-year program and certified they can create hurricanes even not in hurricane season. They can steer them, control them, make them stronger, make them weaker, and they can easily make them die in the ocean and dump their water. So bare minimum, they're not blocking these hurricanes. And the U.S. government, in hearings in Congress I've got, I mean, it's ridiculous how public it is. Admit, well, we only do it in North America. We've got an agreement with Canada, but Mexico won't be part of the agreement. And yeah, we can control the weather. And the treaty says that the nations can only do it to their own country. But of course, that affects countries around them. And I've got articles about Dubai 20 years ago using Doppler radar to make the desert green. And they can take a clear blue sky and in just 6 hours, thunderstorms. They oscillate the wavelengths, to boil it down simply, and make nuclei out of the ions that creates the electricity, just like a volcano erupts and it causes thunderstorms around it because the particles form nuclei and then water vapor sticks, you get droplets, clouds, they get thick and they fall. That's what rain is. But you can use electricity into the atmosphere to resonate the water vapor together, and then that causes the rain. So you always hear about the big C-130s and other aircraft manipulating hurricanes. But from the experts I've had on, including the director of HAARP, General Benton K. Parton, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, that was also the director of HAARP for 5 years. I mean, basically, and I'm not bragging, it's just I've been on there so long, I've interviewed more than anybody else. And then I realized over the weekend, I'm like, my God, we have a giant brain trust. Just our reports, just our research, just who we've interviewed. We've got to repost all those old interviews because they're evergreen, but then update them with updates on what's currently happening. So imagine, again, as I said last week, you're Rip Van Winkle. Remember the story of Rip Van Winkle? He falls asleep under an apple tree, I think it is, and he wakes up 100 years later, and there's cars and, you know, all this stuff, and he's like, what is this? So to the public who isn't informed on this, weather control is like somebody 150 years ago, if they woke up from under an apple tree and you know they saw cell phones and helicopters and jets and CAT scan machines, they'd be like, well, this is magic. No, it's just technology. And I used this example when I was speaking with Tucker a few weeks ago in Reading, Pennsylvania, to a packed House of Patriots. I said, hey, I'm going to do something here tonight that'll go viral. It'll be a big news story. And I said, spider goats. Those are goats that are part spider that create body armor. And I said, something else I'll tell you about. I said, for at least 30-plus years, they grow humanoids in cows for organ harvesting, but they never show you the actual cows or the humanoids. Instead of just harvesting a baby that's 8 pounds or 7 pounds, on average, 7 pounds, 6 ounces, they can harvest up to 50-pound humanoids with full-size organs. And they're part cow, so the cow doesn't reject the cow's a clone itself, and then the humanoid's part of that exact cow, so it doesn't reject the humanoid. And I said, just look up humanoid clones, chimeras. Humanoid chimeras are gestating, that means growing in the uterus, of cows at facilities across America. And everybody wrote that down. They looked at it and had like an 8-9-year-old article out of MIT. Now, I knew about that 30 years ago when I first got on air because out of the gates, my show exploded. There weren't a lot of other shows like it. And the real people that were smart would mail me, before the internet was big, these reports. So I was on air 30 years ago talking about humanoid clones. There's MIT Review, Technology Review. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. Okay? Now, and I said that's 8, 9 years ago. I'll go from memory. Yeah, 2016. So it's 8 years ago. I nailed it. So that's just from memory. Well, just like humanoids growing in cows and pigs, they've done it with horses too, but cows are their favorite. By the way, when I worked for a large animal vet, there were whole ranches in Texas that just had clones of certain bulls and certain cows. You get the genetics you want, you do it. And they were just back then going, oh, Dolly's the first clone. No, it wasn't. That was the media telling you about it. So they hide all this stuff to the right to introduce it to you. Just like humanoid chimeric clones are a fact that was public 30 years ago, and back then they said it had been going on for 20 years, so that's about the time I was born, 1974. So they've been admitting humanoid clones since 1973. And it's the same thing with weather weapons. So people look, and of course folks found this, and I went and looked it up, it's true. Even government flights, unless they're super top secret, are logged. So for military bases, these big propeller-driven aircraft they send up, that's their favorite, the Pentagon for weather control, they launch these, and then they fly right into Helena, and they fly around in circles, guiding it and controlling it. And then when they run out of fuel, they can fly for 8 hours. Another one joins them right at the same time. They take off. They go. They manipulate the storm. They leave. And then you see them do a maneuver over the Carolinas, and they kill it and dump the water. And I have that footage with the radar and then overlaid the flights. And I somebody went and did the research. I checked it out. It's true. It had like 10 million views on X this weekend. And people are looking at this going, is this real? Yeah, it's real. So we've never had a whistleblower at these laboratories show us the humanoids. But they admit they're doing it, and maybe it's got government and corporate funding in the tens of billions that we know of. I mean, I remember being like 8 years old, and my dad loved a now-defunct Omni magazine. And every month it came, and he would read it, and then I would read it. And I remember seeing an Omni magazine in the mid-80s, an article about humanized mice, and the photo's famous. You've all probably seen it. Guys, type in mouse with a human ear growing on it. And it shows a hairless mouse with a big human ear growing on its back. Now, I remember when that broke. I was 8 years old. It was probably 1982, Omni magazine. Hell, I bet people have clipped Omni magazine. So if you go to Google and type in Omni magazine mouse with human ear, I bet if you click Google Images, it'll come up. Hell, I'll do it here. Watch this. So imagine in the early 1980s, that's already going on. So you just go to Google and you type in mouse with human ear growing on it. And it'll come up for you. Here, I'll do it. So that's what's going on here. And it's just like there it is. Good job, guys. There you go. Now, that's the image I first saw in 1982, 83 in Omni magazine. It's actually later on CBS News, if I remember correctly. They actually decided to show it. So they got that in the early 1980s. What do you think they got now? Well, they admit what they've got. They've got humanized mice that are part human, so that when they test biological gain-of-function weapons on them, it will have the same testing effect as on a human. And I'm sure you heard that they've created mice with human brains. And yeah, the experiment's been done a lot. I mean, it's easy to change the sequence of the area of the DNA of the mouse skin Or they can just go into the embryo and just, you know, add some of it in later. And then it'll grow an ear. So that's 1982. What do they have now? See, so I'm trying to get people's mindset into understanding what a, quote, breakaway civilization is. And that's the reason the globalists hate me, is I get people to think about this. And you're smart as I am. But once you're not thinking about fantasy football or Netflix or polishing your car, and I'm not saying that's bad, but it doesn't matter. Well, then you will start looking into what I'm talking about. Yeah, the crew pulled up from the official C-SPAN website, June 29, 2016. You can watch the whole thing. John Brennan admits total weather control by the CIA. Or 2018, excuse me, I was misreading. No, was that 18 or 16? Oh, the clip was from 16, but they updated it on 18. I guess they got their archives updated. There you go. So, and he talks about like we're idiots, like they're at the big table at Thanksgiving, we're at the little table, and he just says, and we keep this from the public because it might upset them, but we have weather control, and we control the weather, and it's a nice weapon as well. And so the reason I harp on that, pun intended, is bottom line, bare minimum, they could kill every hurricane coming into the United States or weaken it, but they don't. Instead, they do things, since they started recording the activity of hurricanes, that hurricanes have never done. And then they tell you it's your fault because you've got a car or a house or a range stove that's gas-powered, that it's your fault, and you've got to pay them carbon taxes and lower your standard of living and not have children. In fact, the head of the EU, and we're going to play the clip coming up. I posted it on X yesterday, so get that clip, guys. She came out and said, we're following the Club of Rome, 1960s, MIT plan to depopulate and cut off resources to save the earth. And she talked about last week the limits to growth. Now, if you watch my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I talk about limits to growth and that Club of Rome document that then got adopted by the UN and the WEF that is what we're living under today. This whole program is to get control of civilization, put in a social credit score, and then cut off incrementally your energy and tell you as things get tougher, do what we say and we'll give you energy again. We'll give you food. We'll give you housing. We'll give you education. We'll give you medicine. But it's a trap because the more you submit, the less you get. And then you submit more and more for the dwindling resources until you're totally domesticated, slowly poisoned, and then killed. And as they kill you, they extract all the wealth out of you into the medical system. Because they don't want you running around watching Netflix and football games and having a bunch of kids. They think you're stupid because you won't grasp this stuff. And they metaphysically sit around and admit it all on C-SPAN and write books how they're doing it to you. And then I get up here and warn you, and they separately on the news go, that guy's crazy. There's no human clones. That guy's crazy. There's no weather modification. So they play this sick game. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to really be judicious and cover all the hurricane news, election news, police state news, national emergency news, martial law news, destruction of free speech news. I don't know what's going on with this clip since last week, man. It just keeps popping off. It just keeps doing it. Drives me crazy. I'm doing everything I can to be nice and calm and friendly and nice like Fonzie. Cool like Fonzie. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to say something very, very simple here. History's happening now. The forces of evil are making their move. What they're doing is fabulously evil and horrible, and they count on being able to suppress information so the public doesn't know what's going on, so you can't make a decision about it, about human-animal splicing. It's not a movie, folks. It's real. About weather control, about open promotion of pedophilia, about the globalists starting World War III, the New World Order trying to replace you with robots. You have to learn what's happening. You have to organize. You have to say no. And that's not work. That's exciting. It's your destiny. You're supposed to want to fight. You're supposed to want to be engaged in the fight. So I want to thank all of you that supported at realalexjones.com and made donations to the Legal Defense Fund. The globalists will spend tens of millions trying to shut us down. It just takes a million or so for me to hold them off for another year. And we've already gotten over 200,000 donated. I want to thank you. So they're pulling their hair out. They're in USA Today and all over the news. How dare him have a legal defense? All his money belongs to the families who didn't want to settle and don't want money. They want me silenced. So thank you for donating at realalexjones.com. And I also want to thank everybody that goes to thealexjonesstore.com. And let me show you what just came in at thealexjonesstore.com. This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionheim, are game changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license from Deep Earth Crystals under the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. It's amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS, and it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after taking it for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better. And now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us. Thealexjonesstore.com promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. Rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new T-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you all for your support. Hour number two straight ahead. You're the reason we're still on air. Thealexjonesstore.com, and donate at realalexjones.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Everybody
buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. More stuff's breaking that's just blowing me away. Next segment, we have the video. Shock video. U.S. military helicopter destroys volunteer donation site for hurricane victims. That's coming up. Trump's 14 points ahead in Pennsylvania. They're going into total conniption fits. I also want to get to black folks really waking up, some very powerful videos. And I want to open the phones up. So I'm going to blitz through news once in about 5 minutes when we join 300-plus stations that come on at 6 after that join us. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give the number out. On election 2024, what are they going to try next? The hurricane, and people obviously want to talk about attempts to shut down InfoWars and the latest developments and what you think we ought to do and what you think is coming next. So that's all coming up today. But I'm going to say it again. I don't want to sit up here and plug all day. But if we don't get our sponsors supported, and if we don't get the Legal Defense Fund supported, the bad guys are going to win. You don't want that to happen. They hate this operation. And there's nowhere you can battle the globalist more than supporting this broadcast. I mean, it's really that simple. Plus, people that get the iodine get blown away. People that get nitric boost get blown away. People that take our nootropics like Turbo Force, they go, God, this is the best energy I ever had. We don't make stuff up, but yeah, we're in the face of the globalist. I've got to charge up, and I'm willing to fight. I'll never back down. You know, we face prison, you know, all of it. I personally paid a heavy price. So's the crew. Owen's been sent to prison. I won't give up, but I can't do this without you. And I just ask you to keep me in the fight. So please, we're going to hear this little piece I shot this weekend on the limited edition Halloween shirts, and then I'm going to stop plugging and come back and just judiciously put my nose to the grindstone and cover the news. But again, this is your chance to be part of history. So share the article, share the videos, pray with the broadcast. And I want to thank you all that have supported. Incredible job. You give me a lot of hope in the fight. And there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and I intend to come out of this one way or the other stronger thanks to you. Again, you get the credit. It's all you. And I keep hammering that, but history's now. Time for action is now. We'll be right back with all the news, your calls, and more. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, but we're seeing a lot of support. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, we've got a lot of backers and sponsors that are going to make sure my broadcast stays on the air one way or another, and they're able to bring the crew along with us and have reporters and maybe even expand. But that is up to you. So we make it easy. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get great Patriot t-shirts, like this limited edition InfoWars shirt that is a fundraiser, and so many others. They also have a lot of special limited edition shirts that are only offered for a few weeks. I'm about to show you two of those right now. There are a whole bunch of new limited edition Halloween designs with a political message. I love this one. It's Trump, the little ghost, with the blonde hair. He's got his fist raised, fight, fight, fight. He's got the streak of blood on his ear. It's a great conversation piece. This shirt will only be available for a few weeks at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on the air. And so let me tell you, that's really scary to the New World Order. Now, if you think that last shirt scares the hell out of the Democrats, this one will really make them mad. Plus, it's worth a lot of laughs with conservatives, Christians, populists, and people that just hate tyranny. It says on the front, well, I was going to go this Halloween as a Democrat, but I couldn't fit my head all the way up my you-know-what. Again, this shirt and so many others available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Check out the ball caps. We've added some amazing supplements on the site. And every time you buy a product, you get entered 5 times in the raffle, in the sweepstakes, to win the incredible Dodge Prospector Turbo Diesel, most incredible truck out there, experts say, and $10,000 cash. That's $140,000+ value. And there's so much more happening. Be sure and check out thealexjonesstore.com. And regardless, it's going to help my broadcast stay on the air one way or another. So it's vital you go there now, thealexjonesstore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Fortune tanto vorrà, sì, liberati posso celis, con su amici vorrà, su tra i fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Number two of this Monday, October 7th, 2024 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour and continue covering breaking news and information as it unfolds. But right now, I'm going to do a massive news blitz on the economy, on the new hurricane, on the current FEMA sabotage going on in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and other key states. Hillary Clinton coming out again and calling for total censorship. Trump 14 points ahead, turbocharging, even in scientific mainline polls in Pennsylvania. It's all coming up today. But the first thing I want to do is play a clip of economist Michael Gibson, who does a good job in just a few minutes boiling down what's already happening around the world and what's starting to happen here. The globalists are turning down the velocity of money while creating more debt and creating depressionary conditions, that's stagflation, for the general public, while they give themselves unlimited money through the central banks to buy everything up. It's a vertical integration. It's a scorched earth system where the bureaucrats working for the big private banks use policy as a weapon. Here he is.
So you got to understand the steps that are going to take place. Well, now once the Fed Now system goes in place, it's supposed to go online July 1st. That's the infrastructure that allows the CBDC to work. Now, they're saying the cover story, if you Google what that is, it says it's a payment processing, point to point. So it's instantaneous. That's all bullshit. That's the cover story. Because if they told you this is the infrastructure for what's going to make you a slave from now on, nobody would go for it. Like, they would revolt. So they have to put a cover story out about what it is so that you'll allow it to go in place. So just know that that story is bull. Once that's in place, you'll watch the markets start to decline because now they're set up and they need to crash the markets, cut off the supply of money, which is already happening in other countries. If you've not seen the videos, because they only last a few minutes when people post them before they take them down, of the riots going on and the banks being burnt to the ground in other countries right now because they've already seized their money. They've got a total blackout on it in the media.
I want to get that guy on. His stuff's dead on. I was watching a lot of it this weekend. I already knew who he was, but I just kind of did a little bit of a binge. Here it is right here today. Got to go read this article. It's on InfoWars.com. It links to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that runs the UN Global Standardization Program for the World ID, the Social Credit Score, and the Central Bank Digital Currency Social Credit Score Internet ID. Digital ID schemes make strides in Congress despite rights advocate opposition. And it goes over the bipartisan group is very close to getting it passed and setting up the Digital Identity Task Force under presidential executive order, total control to force you onto a central bank digital currency. Trump has pledged to kill that. And it goes on to talk about how it's being run and will take the advice of the UN task force headed up by Bill Gates. Pretty powerful stuff that you need to go read for yourself. It has links to the documents and to the legislation. Now, why is that, again, so important? Well, if you think that it's just for Alex Jones, look at this. And I knew about this behind the scenes. You know, you've heard Eric Trump say, for everything, every story you see with us being attacked, there's 10 others. Same thing with me. They attack you not just to try to shut you down, but to also distract you. Melania Trump reveals on Fox News she was debanked and banned from her business email provider and her shopping carts and more. But she should have gone into who did it. You have to fight back against them. You can watch the whole interview on Fox and see it for yourself. So even Melania Trump has this done to her. Now, here's a very important clip of Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected head of the EU. You go, wait a minute. The European Union has elections. They have a parliament, which is advisory. Now, it's still a bully pulpit, but it's ceremonial. In a 1947 steel agreement in London, after World War II, when Europe was controlled by the Marshall Plan and U.S. and British forces, they made them sign a steel deal to put a governing banking board over Europe. Then with the Treaty of Rome, this is all my film Endgame. It's free online. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You should watch it. It's ultra green. It's not just evergreen. It's better than when I made it in 2007 because it's all come true. And by the end of the film, I tell you what the next agenda will be in Agenda 2030, which you're now living in. And you'll be like, my God, it's a 2.5 hour film. The first 2 hours has all come true. The last 30 minutes, I bring you to where we are now. And then what happens next? Might want to have the blueprint of the enemy. That's why it's called End Game. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I'm intending to make a new End Game. That's something like, you know, End Game. Final War. I mean, it's... People go, wait a minute, there's a movie, Marvel Comics' biggest movie, Endgame, and it's all about depopulation of the galaxy by Thanos. Well, I have to talk to the writers on that, and Endgame, Blue River Global Enslavement, influenced it. It's like Dave Mustaine made his album, Endgame, and said it's based on the film. Not bragging, I'm showing you the cultural power we all have. Even you might be on Access TV today or a local radio show. You don't think you're influencing somebody. You are. Before they took it off Google Video, because they got rid of Google Video, 2011, it had 80 plus million views on Google Video. There it is on Bandai Video if you want to go see it. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We should re-upload that to X. We did, but we should re-upload it again. You know what? I will re-upload it tomorrow, but I'm going to shoot an intro to it. And I'm going to shoot some updates throughout it. And ooh, I'll put out an in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement update. That's what I'll do. I don't want to wait. I want to get it out now. Write that down, folks. Don't let me forget, crew. So, I'm digressing. I got a lot of the news to hit. But before I show what Vander Leyden's saying, let me give you some background. So in 1956, they create the Treaty of Rome, which officially sets up the EU. And then they don't officially launch it to the public until 2000. And now it's always dissolving power of the governments and overtaxing. And so the EU commission that runs it is unelected. And Herman von Rompuy was the last head of it before Ursula von der Leyen. And Herman von Rompuy is the main heir of all the Nazi fortunes and owns Luxembourg. Way richer than Elon Musk, but his wealth is so great, the real rich, you never hear about it. He's royalty, by the way. So you have royalty owning the EU, owning countries in the EU outright. He's the guardian of Luxembourg. Look it up. And then he hands the baton to her, all part of the same group, same families. And they're unelected. And here she is talking about limits to growth, which is the Club of Rome battle plan adopted into world government as policy and then adopted in 1972 in State of Memorandum 200. That's also public. And it calls for global government to carry out the orderly, what? Cutting off of energy depopulation. And they've now gotten to where they wanted to be. First, they take over the planet through economic warfare. Then they start killing everybody. And the COVID shot was just the beta test, 30-plus million dead. And their argument is, if you're not serious and don't address this and don't care and don't organize against it, you deserve to die. Well, now Elon Musk talks about all this. Elon Musk sounds like Alex Jones because it's the reality. And I've been saying this 1,000 times or more. What I'm covering is the real world. Not little political rabbit trails, not all these distractions. All the things I talk about are really going on, and a breakaway civilization is when we live at one technological level, like Hunger Games, and then the elites have their high-tech system that's broken away from us that we're kept out of. And they already have life extension technologies where people can easily live if they start the programs early to 150. Then they believe if you can live that long, they'll have immortality. And they don't want the general public to have that. So that's what I show you in Endgame. That's what they admitted in Endgame. And that's why you should watch Endgame. Because this is what's happening. Do you care? Because if you can't care about yourself and the future of our species, then you are helpless in the face of the New World Order. So here she is.
Dear Roberta, thank you very much, dear Philippe. Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, indeed, if we look back, a little over 50 years ago, the Club of Rome and a group of MIT researchers published the Limits of Growth report. It mapped the interaction between population growth, the economy, and the environment. And it came 50 years ago to a drastic conclusion. Stop economic and population growth, or else our planet will not cope. And as you know, this report has sparked a long controversy.
And we got the full clip. She goes into all of it. But there she is. Oh, yes, it sparked a lot of controversy about you cutting off all the resources. A long controversy. All right. I want to play a clip of Tucker Carlson where he explains this. If you won't stand up for yourself and your society and culture, and you only engage through whatever the Wall Street Journal tells you about how you make the most money, by increments, you'll have money in the bank, at least for a little while, if you're, you know, in the top few percent, but the society around you is going to be falling apart. Your kids are going to be being brainwashed. You won't have a good culture or civilization to even spend the money in because you stand for nothing. And that's what the social credit score is, where they'll control and track everything you do and always raise the bar of what you've got to do and how you've got to submit to be able to be given a job or have access to the markets or travel or medicine. That's slavery. Who in their right mind would want to be chained up in the system? But just on the cultural front, did the open borders, did the free trade, was it good for us? No, it wasn't. And in the end, it wasn't free trade. It was crony capitalism with select groups to consolidate power and control. And now their end game is in operation mode. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Why have all these Republicans publicly announced that they're voting for Kamala Harris? If you told me 10 years ago that Bill Kristol, who I spent 5.5 years working for, Dick Cheney, who I knew, his creepy little daughter, who I knew very well, Mike Pence, all these people, they're all voting for Kamala Harris. The Bushes, all voting for Kamala Harris. George W. Bush, Jeb Bush, voting for Kamala Harris. How did that happen? But they are. That's the problem. They just don't care about the country. They're mad that Trump might have one fewer war over the next 4 years. And that's like, it really, it's a clarifying moment. And I think this very often. I'm really grateful for how clear things are now. It's really obvious who's on whose side. And all I care about is preserving the country that I grew up in for my kids. That's not too much to ask. I don't want it to change radically. I don't want it to become much worse. Economic cycles come and go. But a culture, a people, that's permanent. That's permanent. I'd do 10 years of recession. I'd sell my house in exchange for not having a society completely transformed by foreigners. Okay, that's the truth. By not, I mean it. And there's no Republican who will say that. It's all about GDP and growth and whatever. It's like, what you're saying bears no resemblance to what I want, which is a stable, happy country. That's what I want. A stable, happy country. And I lived in one. I know it's possible. You destabilized it with your stupid wars. And last thing I'll say, now I'm totally out of control, but these people should all have to answer for their foreign policy of the last 20 years. I covered that stuff. I was on the first plane out of D.C. to the Middle East after September 11th. So I'm not an expert. I never pretended to be one, but I've been to all their wars. I've watched all this stuff. And I don't understand how the people who planned all that are still making the decisions and no one's ever had to apologize. No one ever asks John Bolton, like, why haven't you apologized? You said we were going to get one thing. We didn't get it. We spent trillions of dollars. We killed almost all the Christians in Iraq. I am Christian, so I think it's fair to ask, like, what was that about? And you never apologized. If my kids get a B in English class, they have to apologize. Because that's the difference between a human being and a sociopath. A human being grows by admitting fault. It's called repentance. And it's absolutely essential. There's no sin that I personally will not forgive. I mean it. And there's no sin that I would not personally forgive in another person if that person was contrite and asked for forgiveness. Because that's what my religion demands. But if you're not even forced to apologize or express contrition, and instead you continue to rule my country, misrule it, we have a system that's so far out of whack that I'm surprised we haven't had some kind of revolution, because it's crazy.
The Tea Party was one of the revolutions that
Yeah, it's like the Tea Party January 6th, like the most normal people in the country. What was like, not one person on January 6th was carrying a firearm. What were they carrying? Pocket constitutions. They're carrying pocket constitutions. So like, and they went to jail, like some 65-year-old diabetic grandmother. Really? That's an insurrection? No, it's not. They were people who, some of them did rowdy things that I'm opposed to. I hate vandalism, okay? But the overwhelming majority of them wanted to preserve the system. That's why they were mad. They weren't trying to overthrow it. They're trying to preserve it. And they watched our system in the process of being overthrown, which it has been. And they're the villains? I don't think you're the villain, actually. If you want to preserve the greatest country in the world in some recognizable way, you're not the bad guy. You're not the radical. I'm often called radical. I'm the least radical person you've ever met. I'm like the most moderate person. I just want things to be, my parents got divorced. I don't like change. I don't. I mean it. I'm not a radical. I'm just the opposite. Like, it was that way last year. Let's keep it that way. I kind of like that. I got the rest of the same thing. I'm not a revolutionary. I hate revolutionaries. Revolutions never make things better. They always just wreck stuff. I hate wrecking stuff. It took someone a long time to build that. It took you 2 minutes to wreck it. You're the villain. And so this grandmother who's like, no, the Constitution says this. She's the radical? No, you're the radical Kamala Harris. You hate the people of this country. You hate the way things have been done. You despise our history. You despise the people who created this country. You're a scary Bolshevik radical. We're not. We tie our boats together.
You know, I was recently at dinner with Tucker. We had like a three-hour dinner after the event in Reading, Pennsylvania. And he's always talking about how he's not scared to die. And I said, why? And he told a story I didn't know. And I looked it up and found news articles about it the next day when I was flying back to Austin on the commercial flight. They had internet on there. And he went right after 9/11 to Afghanistan and to Pakistan. And he was flying on a flight out like a month after the attack. He'd been in Afghanistan out of Pakistan on a major flight that had a bomb on it and blew up and then crash landed in the desert in Dubai. And then I'd never heard that story. I think he's only told it once. And I looked it up and did find out about that. But it was a blip on the radar back then because 9/11 was so big. A plane being blown up by terrorists with a bomb they smuggled on board blew the side of the airplane out. And then they were like going to these mountains and for hours, you know, an engine going out like some Hollywood movie. And Tucker never even really tells that story. He was telling me the story. I believed it. I went and looked it up and found mentions of it on the news and that he was in the plane that was blown up. They tried to, you know, play it down in the media. But man, what a crazy thing. But the point is that I was meaning to get at here is, they're attacking culture, and they're afraid of the American culture because they know that we resisted the British Empire and tyranny before, and if the world aspires to live in a free, open country with a big middle class, that's going to destroy their social credit score that's designed on making everybody super poor so that they can control you. It's really simple. And so they're in an economic and cultural and spiritual war, and this really is a satanic attack. And I know this audience gets that, but the public is ready for the truth now. They're ready to be awakened. And people need to understand that there aren't any atheists at the top of the New World Order. They're occultists. They believe in the God of this world. They really do worship Lucifer, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. They talk about it. It's in their literature, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. They don't follow the God that we follow. Yeah, Tucker Carlson's talked about it once, but I found news articles. What Tucker learned from surviving a plane crash. It was the plane blown up by a bomb. But the State Department wanted to keep that quiet, and that was also in the news articles, because they didn't want to make the terrorists look like they had any power. But that's a side issue. But that near brush with death made Tucker who he is today. And that's the Nietzschean statement, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. But also, those that fight monsters need to watch out, because you can become the monster. The longer you stare in the abyss, you may become the abyss, to paraphrase Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche. So that's the points I wanted to hit. All right. I'm going to come back, hit the hurricane news. Then I'm going to hit the revisionist history news that John Stossel got into. And people are celebrating this. Elon Musk tweeted it. And I like John Stossel, but it's got that conservative failure in it that doesn't go all the way. So I want to take his great report that's 80% there, and I want to finish it. And we've also, again, got Trump surging in all the polls. What are they going to do to respond to that? And we got a bunch of military news here. There's another hurricane coming towards Milton, coming towards the west coast of Florida. I mean, this is just wild. They're saying it'll be one of the biggest storm surges ever. It's all coming up today. And then after I hit that news, it shouldn't take too much longer, I will open the phones up. And I'm just asking you, callers, screen your own call. Just have a clean phone line. We usually do free-for-all, any subject you want. Today, it's three big subjects. The election, Trump surging, what's the deep state going to do? That's a huge subject area. The globalist attempts to shut down InfoWars. What's your advice? What do you think about it? What do you think's coming next? I'd love to hear from you. You always bring up such amazing angles and points I didn't think of. And then also the hurricane and the ongoing stand down and Axelrod and others admitting, we have clips of it coming up, that it's great because it hit 24 of the 26 conservative counties that vote 70-80% Republican. And so it's going to probably keep them from being able to vote and may make North Carolina go for the Democrats. So I was saying that over a week ago, and now they're admitting it. So this is just next level garbage. But let me go ahead and just get the callers starting to stack up here. Let's give the number out now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. On this live Monday, October 7th, 2024 transmission, InfoWars may be no more. Coming up in mid-November when it gets sold. And the liberal groups are saying they're going to buy it just to shut it down. But patriots say they're going to buy it. What an exciting time to be alive.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser t-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition t-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh,
win. But the globalists want to fight. They better believe they've got one. All right, we're loading up the phone lines at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Then I'll intersperse a lot of the news I've been talking about and more news as it breaks here today. But I want to just say this right now to everybody. You don't need me to tell you this, or Elon Musk or Tucker Carlson or General Flynn last week in studio with us. We have the initiative. We're winning. We've turned the tide. There's no doubt about it. All over the world, populists and anti-globalists are winning everywhere. The New World Order itself and its own leaked white papers and public admissions at the Davos Group, the UN, undercover videos, public statements say everyone hates them. 95% of people want to destroy them around the world. The UN thinks they're going to be abolished. James O'Keefe got a hidden video of that a month ago. Plus their public statements. We are winning. But for those of us on the front lines, which I'm extremely honored to be, the enemy strategy is to put us in prison, debank us, harass the living snot out of us, lawfare. So when you hold up President Trump, when you hold up Alex Jones, when you hold up Tucker Carlson or Elon Musk, who is beyond hitting on all cylinders, he is rampaging now. He's doing more than Trump, quite frankly, in the information war. Devastation, 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 annihilation. I'm so proud to have been saying Musk is good the last few years. He's definitely on the team now. You judge a tree by its fruits. Jesus said that. He is wrecking their asses. Well, he's worth $160 billion. Trump's worth like $5 billion. He was worth $10 billion. They've taken half his money. Trump doesn't care. He says he cares less about it. He wants to spend it to fight them. Trump's doing good on donations. War always going to help. But little old Alex, because there's a big gap between Elon Musk and Trump and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. They reach more people than me. But I, and listen to me carefully, create the blueprints and analysis more than anybody. My talking points, my terms, my understanding, and this is a battle report to you. Again, it's not me, oh, I'm so great. No, it makes me a huge target. The enemy, CIA, Carnegie Foundation, congressional reports, we've played them here. If you're a new listener, don't know about this, look it up. They admit that, and I used to hear this 10 years ago, and go, I'm not that important. I remember a Time Magazine article back when they were still big, during the Tea Party, like 15 years ago, and they said, the most dangerous guy is Alex Jones. He's the mad prophet of the Tea Party. They had a big investigative report, a cover story on the Tea Party. It was a big, multiple pages were about me. And it said our sociologists and the State Department have looked at him and they've gone out and done studies in the Tea Party that was the launch pad for Trump. And they said Alex Jones and Ron Paul are the big threats. Remember that? And they said when we track back these giant crowds of people in this awakening, not just here, but in places like England and Germany and Australia, it tracks back to Jones. So everything Elon Musk says now sounds like I said it. Rogan. Tucker Carlson said in his intro to my speech, I didn't know he was going to do that. He said, Alex Jones is the most accurate person in the world. He's the smartest person I know, and he's a prophet. Now, I'm not saying about myself, and I'm not saying I'm a prophet. The point is, Tucker never talks about anybody like that. Tucker told me years ago, I never said it on air, because he came and visited me 10 years ago, and then after that, he said, I didn't believe you, I thought you were crazy, I did my own research on you, you woke me up. So, I'm the guy, this show, our guest, what we've done, you the listeners, that has been dominant in triggering what you see today. They are clips of my show in Hungary, in the Netherlands, in Russia. He was insulted one time because I didn't do my research. It just said head of the Japanese Congress wants to come on your show. It's like 16 years ago. And I went, okay. And he came on. And he wasn't mad about it, but later their staff told me, well, he didn't like the fact you didn't say he was the vice president. I wasn't really, I went with head of their legislature. I had the vice president of Japan on. He wanted to come on the show. Bolsonaro's on record saying, I woke him up. His son is. I interviewed him. They invited me down there when he's president. I didn't go because I'm tied down here. Bukele admits he's invited me down to interview. I've been gone yet. I'm going to go soon. It's not about, oh, I'm great. It's that we have to recognize that God put me in the position 30 plus years ago. Been on here 30 years and 6 months since April, 30 years ago, to do this. And the enemy knows that. And the enemy knows that I can see over the horizon. So can you. And so, whether it's the Southern Barbary Law Center or any of them, they see me as the main enemy. Because they called me the mad prophet that's out in the wilderness that foretold and is the precursor to the big movement that comes. And I said that 25 years ago, that God told me that. I've told you that 1,000 times or more. So, that's why they want me off air. That's why they want to silence me so they can then lie about me and build a straw man that's not Alex Jones to hurt the liberty movement and populism worldwide. They don't want me to be a hero to the people. Well, you're the real heroes. So all I ask is you understand how important we are. Because I know I'm a regular guy, you're regular folks, I'm here, I don't put on airs, any of that. But the enemy sees me as a top field marshal and a top strategist kicking their ass. And we have. Again, it's not just me. It's the whole operation. So, if I have the funds, which I'm completely out of money personally, to fight them, I can hold them up for a long time still. If I don't, they're going to win and just harass me into oblivion. I'll have to go to another country to broadcast. I don't want to do that. Plus, I want the crew and the reports and the research, and we're so effective that way. So, I'm humbly asking you, and I want to thank everybody that did go donate. It touches my heart. I read all your comments when you donate at realalexjones.com. Takes you to give, send, go. I want to thank everybody that donated there, and let's show the give, send, go. As of Friday afternoon, we started promoting it. It's raised $203,000. That sounds like a lot. Our enemies have spent over $70 million, they admit in court filings, suing me in the last 6 years. I've spent over $15 million, read my bankruptcy filings, $15 million you spent to hold us in attack position in the face of the enemy. You've been our shields while they're blasting us, and you've kept us up. But the shields have gotten weak, and the enemy is in full attack mode right now, trying to get us off the air. So I need you to recharge the shields. If you want this key weapon in the fight against the New World Order to stay in attack mode, realalexjones.com, and I humbly thank you all for your support. And I'm going to get back on the news and your calls. Separately, another great way to fund this is our amazing sponsor, Bigly. They make the top Patriot t-shirts. They're behind the scenes, you know, being the big sponsor for a lot of the top talk shows that are out there, like Crowder and the Hodge Twins and so many others. They make the very best t-shirts. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. You'll find ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, all of it. They've added hundreds and hundreds of items, more every day. It's just insane. People are getting their stuff really quick. Everybody loves it. We've added a new fundraiser shirt that's more than the others if you want to really step up. The Alex Jones Show. We never had an Alex Jones Show shirt with my signature on the right shoulder. If they shut down this operation and we come back, it'll be a memento. If we win, it's a symbol of victory. On the back, it says, you are the resistance, realalexjones.com. There's also the classic InfoWars red with the American flag on navy blue. That's the most popular shirt, but those are both fundraisers that are basically twice as much as the other shirts because that way you can pay a little extra and know it really helps us. Because these shirts are such quality. I mean, the shirts cost like $12. The printing costs a couple bucks. You're talking $15 a shirt. The XXLs are even more, like $18 a shirt to make because they're done in America. That costs a lot more. So when you buy one for $50, we actually get a good chunk of money. It's like NPR. It gets hundreds of millions, $500 million, $1 billion in taxpayer money. They still do fundraisers constantly. Well, we don't get taxpayer money. But it's like when you give a $100 donation and get a t-shirt that costs them $20. It's a memento. Well, with this, you don't give $100, you give $50, and then some real money comes in after the cost of the shirt. You know, we're talking $25 or so. So again, TheAlexJonesStore.com, but here's why you really want to go there. We could have put, these folks could have put up a bunch of, you know, supplements that are decent and quality, but that everybody else has. No, no, no. I've been working with them behind the scenes before all this launched for a good 6 months. and then it launched a few months ago, as you know. The first, well, they already had their own super greens up there that's even better than AG greens, by the way, that's excellent. But now they've got something that's a total game changer. You've heard how great iodine is, the missing link if it's atomic, actually from deep earth crystals. We're the only ones that have that X2, X3. They're amazing. It's essential in the body, meaning if you don't get iodine, you die. All right? Look it up. It's essential. Just like vitamin C or oxygen or water. It's just how long do you die without it? Water, 3 days. Oxygen, 4 minutes. Food in a month. What's in food? The nutrients. But most foods played out. Now, fish is the only other great place to get atomic iodine, but a lot of times it's bound with mercury. This has no mercury in it. This is from a certain type of sea moss that is the superfood that has pure atomic iodine connected to other crystal ring structures. Scientists aren't sure why it works so well, that delivers all these key trace elements and minerals and vitamins into the cells. Ultimate sea moss at thealexjonesstore.com. They have a limited first run. You want to get it. It's 40% off out of the gates. CMOS has been all the rage for years, but this is the best CMOS you're going to get. Private label from one of the top companies in the United States. Rich in nutrients, supports thyroid health. CMOS is natural source of iodine, which is essential to maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate metabolism and hormone production. Essential in the body, all electrochemical activity, the brain, it's just amazing. Healthy digestion, boosts immune system, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health. Now, some of the top green foods out there have a little bit of sea moss in them. These are gummies where they have a process where they're concentrated, so you get a huge dose of the sea moss. You want ultimate sea moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it's critical to this operation continuing on at full steam ahead one way or another. At thealexjonesstore.com and realalexjones.com. Remember those URLs if you're looking for us in the future if we get shut down. So I want to thank you all. The ball is now in your court. I want to thank all of our stations. Be sure and support them as well. But the Ultimate CMOS, the new shirts, a lot of them are limited edition, like the Halloween ones. It's all up there at thealexjonesstore.com and realalexjones.com. And you know who you are that donated. This is your chance, and you've taken action. I want to thank those that have. You're the tip of the spear. You're the cream of the cream. And you're keeping freedom alive. And you stepped into history, and you're a game changer. You're a man of action. You're women of action. You're people of action. And you're investing in your own defense. I will fight for you, because I'm fighting for myself and my family. We're all in this together. But if you don't stand up for those that are fighting for you, you're crazy. So for those that just think this is entertainment or, you know, like the show and share it, that's great. But now is the time to come to the aid of your country and your own future. Now is the time to be the Paul Revere's. This is your chance, and this is so important. RealAlexJones.com to donate, or both, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Okay. Let me just do this. Just too much news. Yeah, let me do this, because I meant to play this clip on Friday and didn't, and then there's a new clip today I want to play. I want to play both these, and then I promise we're going to go to William, Ahmed, Sarah, Julie, Ed, Bart, Miss Lou, Carly, Michael, Henry, and others. I want to get these two clips out of the way because they need to be heard. And I'm trying to figure out the name. I know the name of the pastor, but I don't know the name of this black man who I saw on a podcast. I posted this on X, got millions of views. I want him on the show. So let's play that clip first, and then we'll play the pastor, preacher. The Democratic Party is Antichrist, anti-family, and anti-black. And both these guys just nail it. And I couldn't say it better than this guy, and I can't say it more eloquently. In fact, this guy has more the truth. He's perfectly said, and he's got charisma. And I see the talent out there. I'm seeing new people 20 times a day without even looking. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, female, male. And it just makes me feel so good. It's like you're on a football team, and all of a sudden some badass player joins the team. You know, that's like Pat Brady or something, or all of a sudden Michael Jordan runs out on the basketball team. And it's like, so, and I just see this type of raw truth and nailing it. And it's scaring the globalists, folks. It's absolutely, and that's my job. It's always been to wake people up. What's crazy is so many times when I actually get these folks on, they say, hey, you woke me up. It's not about me getting the credit. It's about you realizing how much power you've got. And I keep harping on that. Here's a little example. Mike Judge had finished Beavis and Butthead. He also was over the F-18 fighter program. Total genius, 200 IQ. He's living in Austin. He's watching me on Access TV in like 1996. And watching myself and a couple other my co-hosts, he comes up with the idea of King of the Hill. He's interviewed. I've interviewed him. He said, I mean, you know him. I'm interviewing him. He goes, by the way, let me show you my archives. Here's tapes of your show. You're Dale Gribble, but I didn't want it to be, you know, too slick, so I made him kind of have a speech impediment. Now, it's not about, oh, I'm Dale Gribble. I'm on Access TV, been on air only 2 years in 96, and already Mike Judge, and then I'm Dale Gribble. You don't know how influential you are. Like this black man. I don't know his name. We're going to find it and get him on. Here it is.
The Democratic Party, I'm going to say it tonight.
No, that's not it. Stop. I want the first guy in the podcast. That's the pastor. It's the black guy on the podcast. Yeah, play the podcast first.
Racism doesn't have any power.
Chuck, I don't agree with that. People were outwardly racist while Trump was in office. He gave them. White people.
Like who?
He made it comfortable for people to be outwardly racist about how they fit. Chuck.
No, he didn't.
The climate was a lot different.
Studies came out about the racial divide trending in the wrong direction in 2013 when Barack Obama was entering his second term when the Black Lives Matter movement jumped off. Let's not make it seem like Donald Trump led to this big increase in the racial schism in this country.
He didn't.
That happened under Barack Obama. Since
regardless
we
of what
go
happened
there,
under,
since we go
what,
there,
but did it happen?
Since we want to go, it happened. Yes, all it right. did happen. Yeah. We talk about one-way aggression. You allowed to be openly racist towards one particular group of people, and it's white people. Let's call a spade a spade.
White dudes are pussies.
White men are the issue.
White men are the biggest threat to America. They are.
You got analysts on MSNBC, CNN openly referring to Donald Trump and his voters as Nazis. Nowhere in popular media do you see white people saying the kinds of things that you see people saying about white people on national television from Joy Reid, Trevor Noah, Don Lemon, over and over again.
But Chuck,
you don't see that anywhere else.
Just because you can't get on mainstream media and make light of other races doesn't mean that the racial climate is still not what it is.
The reason why the racial climate is what it is because that's what critical race theory seeks to do. It seeks to polarize for
racism.
The purpose of finding
racism.
People who are sympathetic
racism.
To your cause. And you keep on dividing one group onto itself until you create a group of disenchanted, angry, dysfunctional people that you can then use for the purpose of your liberation. That's not my words. Those are the words of Herbert Marcuse himself. Anybody talking about race in this country or talking about critical race theory and have never heard the writings of the words of Herbert Marcuse, you cannot sit at this table and talk because you don't know the theory, you don't know the science.
But like somebody never heard of them, but in their own eyes, they look out into the world and think, yo, that shit is fishy to me.
I don't give a damn about what you go out in the world and see.
A racial slur was spray painted on the front gate.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is dealing with a racist.
Renewed, found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace.
See, this is all about narrative weaving and storytelling because they play upon people's emotions and how they feel. If I go to a doctor and tell a man I feel like I'm having a heart attack, the doctor is going to run a specific set of tests to get to what is actually happening. He has to know the truth. He can't do medical procedures upon me based upon what I tell him I feel. He has to know for a fact. He has
to
know
what
he's talking about.
So he has to do a battery of tests.
He has to do a test because if he does the wrong treatment to me based upon what I feel, he could kill me.
All right, they found him. He's Teach 'Em Chuck. I want him on. Woo! Nailing it. And again, the CIA runs this. They pay all these black host to literally say racist stuff about white people to make white people then hate black people and vice versa. And it was in the WikiLeaks. Hillary's talking to the head psychologist over a major university and they say, we're losing the culture war. We got to go to total racial division. And that's when this intensified. And it started under Obama. They want us divided while they destroy all of our futures and try to shoot us all up with poison shots. I mean, come on. Now, here's a black pastor laying it out. We're going to go to break and come back with a quick clip from the archive, 2016. And then I promise, caller, stay there. I love you. We got to get to all this. We're going to get to you at 6 after. I'm going to go right to all of you. Julie's first. Here's part of the black preacher. And in post, once we archive this, I'll put the whole clip in there, but it's long. Here it is.
The Democratic Party, I'm going to say it tonight so that you won't be confused, is the Antichrist Party. It is anti-family. And I'm going to say this, you're not going to believe it, but it is anti-black folk. You are only needed for votes. You are only loved when it's time to get your votes. There's no real care about you. And see, we still stuck, and we got that thing ingrained in us that this is the party for the black man. It is not. The party has changed. Black people, really, to be honest with you, have never been the priority. They have only been used. Go back and look at the Civil Rights Act of 1964. We've all given Democrats credit for that, but Johnson was the one that wanted to pass it, but he couldn't get enough Democrat votes to pass it. It was the Republicans that pushed and passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Go tonight and look it up. Look at Wiki, W-I-K-I, put it in there, 1960. He couldn't even get enough Democrats to vote for it. So he had to go to Republican senators in order to help him out. They are anti-life. The party pushes stuff that's anti-life. It pushes anti-morality because most of their policies are immoral, that pushes sexual perversion. It is the party of death. Why do you say that, Pastor? If you go back, you'll see slavery started with the Democratic Party. And we saw many slaves that died. We also saw under Jim Crow. Jim Crow was established by Democrats. And we saw under Jim Crow how many were hung and lynched. And then we are seeing today how many babies. African-American people are giving up their future because they won't have, in another 15, 20 years, they won't have enough people because they have cut their birth rates off and have aborted their children. This is exactly what the party wants. So it is a party of death when it comes down to it. It is a party that is against black families. Look at the history of the family. From slavery, which were Democrat plantation owners, in slavery, they separated our families. They would not even acknowledge the marriages of black families. They would even take a black man over here who called himself being married to a woman, but if he was a big, strong guy, they took him and made him mate with another woman. That's one of the reasons our marriages and our families have not been strong, because the spirit of that has passed down generationally. We have not always had strong family structures.
All right, trade it down.
Like we should
have. I got to have this guy on. Find his name. That's World Overcome Church. Man, I can't talk that good. We need to save InfoWars to go 24 hours a day. And I'm not going to try to hire black hosts. I'm just going to hire whoever's the best. We might just end up with like 80% of the hosts being black. I'll hire all those black guys right now to host the show. I'm serious. Hell, I can retire. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print is probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Gotta be all in. Because when you're all in is when God gives you the providence. And that's when we stop World War III. That's when we stop the child kidnapping rings and the Lolita Express and all these big evil demons that think we're weak. You look at Bill Clinton stomping around like a god of a nightmare. Yeah, I do what I want. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I see you, and I'm just here to say, my will, my soul, my blood, my treasure, my family, it's all in. All in. You feel that? I mean, there is such a hubris in Washington, such an insane arrogance. It's not in the military. It's not in the Pentagon. Where they keep going, we got a missile superiority 3-1. We're like, yeah, but it doesn't matter. I said, well, we got satellites and particle beams, and we already shoot down their missiles when they test them. Yeah, I know. The point is you can't shoot them all down, especially if there's thousands of them, not three of them. Yes, we can deal with North Korea, not with Russia, not with China. And then now we're in a face down with Russia. You people are crazy. You're crazy. But I'll tell you who's crazier. Those of us that sit here and let these crazy people run the show. So let me explain something. I don't arrogantly launch operations that are successful against the New World Order because I want to be the tip of the spear. I do it because I've got to do it. Because other people either don't have the audience to launch things like this, or they don't have the will, or whatever it is. We're here. We're going to do it. We're committed. I commend you. I am humbled by what you've done. Don't ever call in and thank me. And you have amazing courage, and you are the stuff that'll turn this thing around. And that's the good news here is I'm only supposed to be an example, and Lord knows I'm not perfect, and other people are just supposed to be an example to others that if the globalists take over, here's the most important thing I've said, if they shut down the web, shut down freedom, start the persecution, that's out of weakness. See, as things get darker and there's less light, smaller lights are bigger. And they're going to push the wrong people. And it's going to be very organic what you see if the enemy is stupid enough. Because here's the deal. They've had a 30, 40-point year plan, at least in its current permutation. They're going ahead with a plan that counts on maybe 1% being awake. We got like 10%, and it's exponentially growing. That's critical mass. They kind of get that now, so they're accelerating their operation against us. It's too late. They need to run up the white flag, and I wouldn't call... I'll tell you, if Hillary and Soros and the globalists would just leave, take their hundreds of millions, go somewhere, quite frankly, I'm all into to spare the blood of the innocents, to have an armistice like Napoleon or whatever, and just go. Just go. Just go. Go to South America. Just get out of here. Believe me, I'm all about détente. I'm all about, I don't have some vindictive thing where I want to burn you or where I want to physically mount your head on a wall, you know, metaphysically, so that I feel like, oh boy, I'm big. I'm part of the power structure. I don't want the dirty power. I want you to get off the little people and to stop lying to the poor minorities that you want to help them when your whole cosmology is about keeping them poor. I've got all the letters. They're public of LBJ with the Great Society. I tell you what, I see these rich black people everywhere. Well, get them back on the plantation, get the men out of the house, getting women running things, and I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. That was his response to the Republicans getting the Civil Rights Act passed. That's why he told the South, he said, you're going to pass this stuff, we're going to be their best buddy now. They all got their little Klan meetings and said, what do you mean, boss? Listen, dumbass, how do you control Somebody you got domesticated. You got to feed them before you slaughter them. The little piggy going to trust you when you load them up to take them to the butcher. Oh, that's how we going to do it, boss? That's how we going to do it. Now sit down and do what I say and quit wearing them stupid Klan's robe in public. We don't do that now. We care about the black people now. Senator Byrd, our commander, what do we do? Absolutely, we will do that right away for you. I mean, that's what's going on. I just sit here and I watch these people and it's just like pull my hair out. I just can't handle it, man. I'm not going to sit here and put up with it. Somebody has got to stand up against this. I just spiritually can't go along with this. I mean, that's it. I can't help myself. My flesh says, man, you really ought to back off. You are really asking for it. I'm not stupid. But then I say I got to do it. And the reason I talk about my personal journey is it's a journey I know you've been through or a journey you're going to go through. Because let me tell you something. They're getting ready to implode Deutsche Bank, like we told you 6 months ago, it's already happening. They're getting ready to start a bunch of wars. They're getting ready to bring in a global depression. I mean, there's no way they can sustain this forever. And I don't like this fiat system, but I hope they sustain it for a lot longer. I'm going to skip this network break because there might even be a show soon. Who knows? You know? Your calls are 1 minute away.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Rallying patriots worldwide at realalexjones.com. If you donate InfoWars now,
defending the Republic,
the enemy will win.
Foreign and
but
domestic.
But you aren't sitting down.
It's Alex Jones.
You're fighting back. And they're all over the news, freaking out that you're supporting me. They can't stand the fact that we won't give up. And we're going to continue on to fight because our credibility has never been higher. We've never reached more people thanks to you spreading the word and supporting the transmission. All right, the callers have been holding for 30 minutes. I appreciate them. We're talking about three big subjects if you just joined us. Election 2024. Trump 14 points ahead in major polls in Pennsylvania, surging in all the others. They're in full panic mode. The hurricane sabotage response. Axelrod and other Democrats admitting that the slow response to the mainly conservative counties, 24 of the 26, may never be able to even vote in the 28 days left. Early voting's already started. Gives them a smokescreen and chaos for fraud. And then the globalist attempts to shut down InfoWars as early as... Well, the hearing's on the 17th, so they can do it by the 18th. They're trying to shut us out at the state court level, ignoring the federal court. The federal court will probably slap it down, but, I mean, it's. I've got to battle at every level. I got to battle the lawyers at the state level and federal level. It's part of the fight. People go, it just goes on and on, and we've survived so many attempts, just like Trump has. Attempts to take us off the air. It's a long fight. It's like a boxing match. It goes and goes. 12 rounds, and we're now entering the 11th round. This is epic. And it's about stamina. It's about will. It's about committing. Let's go to Julie in Maryland. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's me, Julie.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm calling about something. I want to talk to the audience. I'm prepared to beg. And I remember hearing you say only less than 1% of the audience gives to InfoWars, and I'm just stunned by that. And I just want to tell people, I'm a 61-year-old woman, a single, solo. I help support InfoWars. I just want to ask you, please, what better, besides your small church, what better way to fight the globalists, the one world order, except to donate? please donate to Alex Jones, InfoWars.
Well, let me just say this. Look, it comes down to this. No broadcast has had a bigger effect because of the crew and the guests and the listeners and the activists, okay? The enemy knows that. They say that because it's true. So it's not like I'm just up here saying, oh, I'm under attack. Oh, I need help. And it, and they lied in the bankruptcy and in the news and said Jones has hundreds of millions of dollars. Don't give you money. And the New York Times had to admit 3 months ago, turns out Jones had meager assets. And that's it. It was all lies. I sat there in these fake courts where I was already found guilty. And they said, he's got $300 million. He's got $400 million. He got it from these people that were raising money off me and lying about me and doing fundraisers off my name. Everything they said about me was them. Disgusting. Democrat Party, PR firms, literally rigging it all. And so, yeah, they are hot and heavy to get me. And there's nowhere where you can support an operation that's having a bigger effect, that's actually analyzing the enemy attack plan. And then what I break down gets picked up by everybody. And I'm very blessed. But that makes me a big enemy. So, yes, thank you for holding me up, keeping me up, you know, holding my, you know, holding the operation up. You are literally the reason we're here. And so every victory we have is your victory. You've invested in your future. You've invested in freedom. And God sees what you're doing, keeping me in the fight. So, and then they're so pissed. They're all over the news, all over the corporate media, just completely USA Today, Washington Post, New York Times, just flipping out. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, so pissed that you're keeping us on air, funding our appeals against these fake judgments. All of this, and they, and they're just, they're outraged. So thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add, Julie?
Yeah, I would. Alex, I'm doing my share, and I'm asking the listeners to please do your share. I can't do it alone.
Thank you, please. Julie. Thank you, Julie. Let me just say this. I'm the same way as listeners, so I don't want to blame people. I see, you know, pastors telling the truth, asking for support, and I'm like, well, somebody else will do it. Or other talk show host. And I'm just kind of like, well, I do my part. I spread the word. But then I've gotten over the years where I make a lot of donations myself because I realize it's that action. People just, it's not work. It's fun. It feels good. It's the right thing to do to go to realalexjones.com, make a $5, $50, $10, whatever donation. It's great to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get a t-shirt or get this incredible sea moss that's got all these key nutrients in it, including the best type of iodine. It's next level. And so it is a tiny fraction that ever go, well, you know, I'll just share the article. I'll share a video. It's a small percent do that. And they're the ones that actually take action. So I'm not mad at folks that watch that don't make the final move to back what we're doing. It's always been like that. It was 1% started the Revolutionary War, 4% that fought it and won it. And about, well, they got the numbers, actually, historians do. Over 40% did nothing and or worked with the crown. Around 40% served the crown, and 40-plus percent just sat out and did nothing. And then it was less than 5%, so they call them 3%ers and all that. That's not just a motorcycle gang thing or a military thing or, you know, 1%ers, outlaw motorcycle gangs. The term is 3%er going back 250 years ago. This is about 3% were in the war. And some numbers are 4 or 5%. But that's it. So that's how it always has been. So I want to think, you know, we should put a fundraiser t-shirt out that says something like Second American Revolution, 3%er, InfoWars Defense League or Alex Jones Paul Revere Society, something like that, because that's what it is. I mean, I thought we should have a t-shirt to educate people that says, you know, veteran of biological war of 2020, 2024. It's ongoing. I mean, we're all been in a bioweapon war now, a man-made virus and then the deadly response. I mean, people need to, the problem with conservatives and populists is not a problem. We get attacked. We just think of it as like something to get past and we move on and we're not victims. That's good. That's an attribute in our development that winners just, you know, get past the problem and don't dwell on it. Except you've got to expose what the problem is so the same people that launched the bio attack don't do it again. So, I mean, we're all veterans of a bioweapon war. And there's been a coup where they had a medical emergency. Turns out it was actually Laura Loomer, of all people, that first broke there had been a medical emergency and he disappeared. And they said, no, it's not true. It was 8 days. And then Charlie Kirk confirmed it with the Las Vegas police. And now it's all admitted. And they just put out a fake letter that he resigned and then just put her in. And then, and of course, he's wearing Trump hats now and, you know, speaking out basically against Kamala because he's pissed off. But he stole it, too. So people are like, oh, Biden's good now. You know, he's kind of doing stuff for Trump. They're crooks. He stole it, and then she stole it from him. That's how it works. You know, you see third world countries where they depose one president, and there's like five coups in 1 year. That's how this works. Or in the Roman Republic declining into an empire, then there were lots of coups and stuff. I'm going to shut up and go back to your call. Sorry. I got to hurry up here. Let's go to Ed in Alabama on the election. Ed, thanks for calling.
Oh, hey, Alex. Hey, it's great to be on. First, I just want to say to you and your team, Team Alex, right? Team InfoWars. I just want to say to you guys, I've been listening for 6 months now, so I'm fairly new, registered independent. I just want to tell you thanks for everything that you guys do in terms of informing all of us. Thank you for devoting your whole life, I mean, to this, a PhD in conspiracy, government conspiracy. So thank you for that, waking us all up.
Thank you, brother. Hey, listen. I'm fighting for my future, and that means you've got to have a good future, too. That's what empathy is. So I do this because I don't want to be a slave. And, of course, I have empathy, so I care about other people as well. I'm not a sociopath. But, yeah, I'm not a hero, brother. I'm just doing what needs to be done. But we've been effective, so people need to bet on us, and I'm very thankful for your support. Go ahead. What's your view on the election?
So with the election, the point I wanted to make was, number one, everyone out there, when you look at the mainstream news and they put those polls up there and they all seem extremely close, which is just irrational, right? I mean, the chances of a whole state or a whole country to be 1% or 2% points apart is just mathematically not true, right? And so what I want to say is this: none of us should trust the polls at all, because you cannot get an accurate polling, even if you dreamed of an accurate polling methodology today. Because think about it. All of us, especially, and look, there are millions of people listening to just your show, right, in this bubble. But go outside of that. In today's society, if you were to call me on the phone, do you think I'm going to tell a stranger who I'm voting for? No, I'm not. And so they just move on. The polling is not even close to being near to accuracy, because you do not have a trust today that existed back, maybe 20 years ago when you would call someone up, hey, who are you voting for? And you would give an honest answer. Everyone is holding back. I don't want to go into someone's database. That's why I'm registered as an independent. I'm not telling you who I'm voting for. And if you were to ask me right now, Ed, who are you voting for? I would say it's not none of your business, right? You'll find out when I push the button. And so everybody relax. I personally believe that Trump has to be, just like in 2016 when all of the polls were really off. I remember they were up to 20% off in the state. It's going to be the same thing again, unless, again, we all know about the massive fraud that took place. If that takes place, then they're going to shrink that down like they did in 2020, and it'll look really close again, right, where it's just a bare beat. But we know the raw truth. You said it, Alex, just today on your show. It's one of the only places I've actually heard. They don't say it on Fox News. They say the close polls. You said it truthfully. I'm with you. 15% at least of a swing, and then the big cheat when they put it on, it's going to close those numbers again, and hopefully enough of us vote to overcome that cheat when they get ready to do it with false ballots or electronic voting and all of that. Over.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Ed. And let me say something on this subject since you raise it. I have never come on air and told you that Trump is ahead when he's not, like the Democrats do, to create the perception and a bandwagon. Oh, wow, you know, Biden's ahead. He's going to win, and that creates somewhat of a bandwagon. Or Kamala's ahead, and it creates a bandwagon. And then Kamala tells crowds, hey, actually, it's very close. You need to vote. Don't believe the polls. Remember that in Atlanta. But what's happening is Roger Stone is one of the smartest politicos out there. He looks at hundreds of polls a week. Trump won in a landslide in 2016. They tried to steal it. And it wasn't a total landslide on Election Day because they mitigated a bunch of that with fraud. And again, they've got about 10% baked in with fraud, different ways. That's what all the numbers show. take an hour to go over all the evidence. Roger was telling me privately right before the 2020 election, he said, listen, he's barely ahead, and because of the fraud, he's going to lose. But he goes, you know, I'm not going to tell you what he told me, but pissed Trump off. He said that publicly. But the point is that now the landslide's bigger than 2016, and that's why they tried to kill him twice. So, and again, Biden's a pedophile, a criminal, a horrible person, closet KKK. It's all come out. But Judge Joe Brown's exposed that. He actually worked around him and, you know, saw him when he was in Congress, you know, Biden, before he was in the Senate 40 years ago. But Biden is pissed because he's been removed from power and she's the president now. That's why he's criticizing her openly and wearing the hat. And I said 2 weeks ago when he wore the hat, I said, that's on purpose. Well, look at this. CNN even admits Harris weighs more breaks with Biden as he keeps injecting himself in the campaign. And they admit he's out there undermining her. When she attacks his policies, he says, actually, she was in charge. Starts laughing. So to watch these criminals fight with each other is delicious. Also, I've got this video. I'm going to get to it later. I want to go back to your calls. But we've got the press secretary saying FEMA never gave any money to illegals, even though it's on record. We have her then admitting it. And we have all these mashups of CNN and other channels saying they're giving money to illegal aliens in the last few years. And then now they're saying they never said it. I mean, it's just next level lying, folks. Next level lying. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to tell everybody I'm low income, but I gave $5 at realalexjones.com.
Thank you.
On all the listeners that are poor like me, give $5. That's less than a pack of cigarettes I buy every day. But anyway, shutting down InfoWars is essential. The globalists stealing this election. It's like iodine to the body. Trump needs InfoWars or he's going to die. And they got weather weapons hitting. They got another one coming in Milton. All this. It's a full court press on our freedom. Thank you, Alex.
Beautiful point. I want to say something about what he just said. Somebody that doesn't have money giving $1 is as important as somebody with a lot of money giving $5,000. It's the widow's mite. And I really, quite frankly, don't want people that are on fixed incomes or having trouble donating to me. I'm serious. It's the middle class that the globalists are going to destroy. Supporting InfoWars is insurance. It's like putting a coat on if you live in Minnesota in the middle of January. I mean, you're dumb if you don't. I mean, really, it's a no-brainer to back us. The globalists, your sworn enemies, hate us more than anybody other than Trump. It's great. We've said donate to Trump, back Trump, total great. But Trump is, you know, doing well right now, and he still needs your support. I'm getting my ass beat to hell. So, and it's all in God's hands. And people are starting to come through. But if people really come through, because I don't want to sit here every day and beg. Quite frankly, if I sit here every day and beg, we'll get the money we need. But I want to stay on target and be mainly focused on news, not having to focus on this. I mean, I haven't told you 10% of the crap goes on behind the scenes. Just keep me in the fight. Go get a great t-shirt. Go make a $10 donation. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the CMOS. I mean, folks, this is a special type of CMOS with these other key compounds that has iodine that goes right into your cells, a special combination. They don't know why it works so well. They have their theories. It's been the rage for years, and we've got one of the best brands out there, private labeled, and then it supports the broadcast. So if you love iodine, you're going to love the CMOS, Ultimate CMOS, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Okay, let's go ahead. Thank you, Bart. Let's go ahead and talk to William in Arkansas, the deep state, 2024 election. Bart. Or no, Bart just went, William in Arkansas, go ahead.
I don't think the deep state has anything more to do except keep loading that weight on the camel's back, one straw at a time. That's the way I've been turning up the heat for a number of years. It's great to talk to you again. I'm the knucklehead that talked to you a few months ago and reminded you I met you 30 years ago before you were ever on the air, and you gave me a book on John Birch. I've got about 10 years on you, but I've been doing this my whole life, too. I've often said in conversation to friends, you need to run some kind of a 24-hour iPod like those two gentlemen you just had on moments ago.
Well, hold on. I'm not going to cut you off. I'm not going to cut you off, but my uncle even though he was very humble when he got out of the military and secret government operations, he said he wanted the most humble job he could. So he drove a bread route for whatever the name of that company is, something farms. And he lived in San Antonio, and he would take extra money he had, and he would buy cases of the John Birch book, The History of the John Birch Society. And I only had like two boxes he probably gave me when I was like 16 and probably about 18. And I remember giving those away to people only a few times. I probably had 20 of those books. So that's very rare. It's crazy. Where were you when I gave you this book?
Outside of a courthouse. I came outside of a courthouse and you guys were chit-chatting about political stuff. And I was kind of going off because I just saw some injustice in there. Gentleman you were with was trying to get me to shut up. I said, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm sitting here dealing with a government that'll, you know, let Nazi and Japanese war criminals into this nation while I, as a soldier, you know, and others don't even get a good head start after fighting their diabolical wars. So, I mean, we're cut from the same cloth, brother. We need to keep you on the air. There's been a lot of people out there, like you say, if you can't donate a little money, you're really not going to be putting up any blood, sweat, tears, or blisters or anything else when it comes to fighting. They need to keep you on the air. I'm doing all I can. You know, God bless you for being out there, man. I know there's other people want to be on the air.
Now, hold on. I want to go back to what you first said, moving past me. You hit the key, something I don't talk about enough, and this weekend I was thinking, who was I with? I was with somebody this weekend or last week, and I was with my Navy SEAL buddy. We were working out. He's helping me work out. And he said, look, it's simple what they're doing, Alex. They're trying to cause a revolution and pissing people off. They're doing all this stuff with FEMA stand downs and all of it, not just about stealing the election and the open borders and all this. They're trying to make people get violent because they know they're losing hearts and minds. And I think that's what you just said. They just keep putting pressure and pressure on. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yes, sir. It's the weight on the camel's back. I mean, it's just like getting stuck in traffic when you're already behind the time, you know, of the day. They're trying to do that to the whole country, not only physically, but spiritually, intellectually, financially. It's like constipation, you know. One of the best things I ever got to do was I got to talk to you right before I was the last caller, right before your 30-year toast. So I kind of feel special amongst all your millions of listeners and callers, man. It's one of the best things I ever got to do.
Well, God bless you, brother. Well, let me just, thanks for the call. I'll say this right now. I sit here before the show, especially lately, because we can be shut down, and it makes me have nostalgia and think about the crew and all we've done together. And it doesn't make me sad. It's like the Frank Sinatra song, My Way. I forget the exact words where, you know, he thinks about the bad things that have happened, and then it just becomes sweet. It makes him laugh. In fact, I want to come in next segment with Frank Sinatra's My Way from the start. I'm going to play it and analyze it and give you my view, and then I'll go right back to your calls. But when I think about what we've done together, and I think about the experiences and the adventures and all the things we've done and the people I got to meet, I wouldn't have it any other way. And they try to act like I'm a loser because I'm demonized, or you're a loser because you love freedom, or Trump's bad and is a loser. No, we're not. We're people that love God, and we're trying to do the best job we can. And when I'm out in public and I run into black people or white people or Hispanic people, look, I'm white. I'm tired of being demonized, being attacked. And there are racist people that don't like me because of what color I am. But they've been manipulated and brainwashed by the globalists. When I look at the sweet black families and the brown families and the white families, and I see the light in their eyes, it's the light of God in them. And so that's why I can't get sucked into hating people as a group, even though a lot of them have been trained to hate me. There are a lot of good folks in those groups. And God wants us all to come together and beat this thing. Now, God wants us to stand up for what, you know, group we are. God made many tribes and has different plans for all of us in different ways. But this is all God's plan. God made all these groups, all these people for a reason. And I just love the children, whether they're little black kids or little white kids or whatever they are. They deserve freedom, and they deserve us to stand up for them. And I think about all we've been through. So when I thank you, I've got so much emotion in it and so much thought, it just seems empty because it's not enough. I am so appreciative of all of you keeping me on the air. You're the reason we're here. That's why they get on the TV, these Democrat lawyers, and say, don't support him. He's going down. Your investment ain't going to work. They're liars. All your investment and time and energy and money has done is paid off. And that's not me. That's God working through us. So I think about how much we've gotten done, and I'm like, hell, I can't take a back seat. Even though, you know, they're gunning for me more ways than one, I got to turn it up. And that's why you've got my commitment. I am turning it up. And I ask God to give me the energy to turn it up. And I ask you to keep me in the fight. God bless you. I'll be right back.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the T-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And now the end is near, and so So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly. It was my way.
All right. Yep. Look back on all their attacks and all their torture, and I find it quite amusing because we're winning and we're still in the fight because of you. Let's go back to calls. Oh, we got Jeffrey in Brazil. I missed that. They've been holding a while. Then I'll go to Carly. Let's go to Jeffrey in Brazil. Jeffrey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I wrote things down because of I'm a DAV. I'm in Brazil right now. I can't contact anybody on X, Locals, or Rumble. So I got a little thing here I wrote. I want to thank you for your years of dedication to seeking truth informing the people of real national and world events, and allowing us a platform to share our ideas and opinions. I'd rather, like you, die on my feet and not my knees. I want to share with you the state constitution of North Carolina. Civilians can do an arrest warrant. Statute GS-15A-304 requires only a magistrate supply sufficient information supported by oath or affirmation to find probable cause. That's like relief being blocked, lack of response, stopping others from aiding, etc. The statute doesn't limit the source of that information to law enforcement officers. Most readers know in common North Carolina provides citizens to seek assurance of arrest warrants and summonses. They can file charges, criminal charges against all these people in their state, worldwide, not worldwide, but nationally, make charges against the top to the bottom. You know,
not just North Carolina, it's in the U.S. Look. We hire police. Let me just tell people. We hire police at the municipal level to do these jobs for us. But if you catch somebody stealing your car, you catch somebody breaking your house, you have a right to, you know, take them under arrest and call the police. Absolutely. And what FEMA's doing is illegal. And now the locals are throwing them out. The governors have been making them stand down and stop what they're doing. So you're absolutely right.
It's we the people. We the people. The states are the power, not D.C. D.C. has lied to us, or, you know, the education system. All 50 states, we can take back our states, file charges against everybody, DHS, FDA, NGOs, corporations that are poisoning our food, county school boards, chemical factories, pharmaceutical, file criminal charges against everybody. We need to unite. We need to act now. There are no white hats coming to save us. You know, I love Trump, but we can't wait till November. We can't sit on our asses. He can't save the nation. We have to help him. We the people. So thank you. Go out today. Go tomorrow.
Thank you, brother. Fire. Great points. Thank you. Again. Thank you, Jeffrey. Good to hear from you. Carly in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love you, and I've supported you for years. I've had a sponsorship for years. And I got to tell you, you know, when they railroaded you in that kangaroo court, I went straight. They came out and told people not to give you money. So I went straight to my laptop, and I went to the sponsorship page where I have my sponsorship, and I doubled it.
Thank you.
Because F them. You know, I don't know. I have that fire like you have. And I feel like, whether Trump gets in office or not, it isn't going to change this mentality that people have in this country of victimhood. Nobody, you know, everybody says that they were forced to take injections, and nobody was forced. They didn't chain up anybody's doors. Everybody complied, and the few people that didn't comply got crushed. So anyway, I don't understand the victimhood, but you know, I've always supported you, and I've started praying a couple of years ago, which made a big difference in my life, and you're always on my prayer list, and I'm always going to support you no matter where you go, but I don't understand people just sitting around and saying that
they're
fighting
terrorists. Well, Carly, here's the deal. Most people... Sorry, go ahead.
They don't fight. They don't... Anybody can give $5 unless you really don't have it. But how many millions of people listen to you every day?
Millions.
How many millions? Like, what, 50 million, or is that too high?
Some days it's like, that, but usually it's let's be conservative. 10 million people conservatively tune into the actual show. Tens of millions see the clips that we put out every day. You can't count everybody else. But just in the last month, we've had days with 40 million people on X alone. And look. People think if they give $10, they're giving something up. They don't understand that in mass people taking action is how we overpower BlackRock and the big central banks. That's why they want the social credit score in place so nobody can basically give, and we all have internet IDs, and then they can really bring in the tyranny. We're in the position to beat these people now if people realize the power they have in action. And so that's why what you're saying is so important. God bless you, and I appreciate you calling. You want to, I was about to say, do you want to add something about the election, but they disconnected. Thank you so much, ma'am. Look, the place to support right now is the alexjonesshow.com to get t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, all that. It spreads the word. They're really great designs. There's over 100 designs now. It's amazing. And we have the CMOS, that's next level iodine, and all these other key compounds that are in it with none of the mercury you get from fish. It's totally clean. So be sure and check that out, thealexjonesstore.com. And if you really want to support, just go into legal defense and to whatever happens, more operations to keep us on the air, realalexjones.com, realalexjones.com. And I want to thank all the people that have donated. It is literally enraging. You type my name into Google and click news. The left is freaking out everywhere and is so upset that you're going and donating at realalexjones.com at Give, Send, Go. So I want to encourage everybody, that's your chance to be part of history. And yeah, it's a great opportunity. I mean, listen, I personally, you know, enjoy in the past behind the scenes supporting other activists, other talk show hosts. You know, here's just one example. Jack Posobiec, nobody knew who he was 9 years ago, about a year before Trump got elected. And he got on Enable Intelligence. I saw some of the things he was doing online. He didn't have an external microphone that cost like $50 for a decent one, $20 for an okay one. And I had him on as a guest a few times, and he had bad audio. And I mailed him. He tells a story, like a $50, you know, microphone I bought online. He could hook onto his lapel and sound great. Today, he reaches probably 20 million people a day. And I encouraged him to do it full time, and he'll tell you that. And so many guests I get on, I had no idea. They'll say, oh, by the way, you woke me up. In fact, most of them. It's crazy. So and I can tell you, Elon Musk has said that I really helped wake him up. Joe Rogan has said that. Tucker says I completely woke him up. It's not about me. It's about the office God put me in to do this. And that's why you can't bet on somewhere better to support. But even if you can't buy a t-shirt or, you know, get the incredible CMOS at thealexjonesstore.com or can't make a donation at realalexjones.com, you can keep sharing the articles and videos and re-upload them and take clips of the show you think are important and put them on X. I want to say something briefly before I go back to your calls on this. I've seen a lot of comments on InfoWars, a lot of comments on X, and I've had people on the street say, why do you need the crew? Why do you need the reporters? Why don't you just do your show on X? They could take over X. They could kill Elon Musk. And there are a lot of great people that are doing shows like Benny Johnson and others that are scaling up and getting crew and getting reporters. That's what you need to do to really be effective like we used to do. I want to get back to that point where we're at all the major events. We've already churned out these special reports every day that get millions and millions of views on key subjects that get picked up by everybody else. And so many times we're the spotlighter, we're the trailblazers, we're the mavericks. And so it's my reporters, it's my crew, it's my investigators. We've done a lot of investigative unit type stuff like O'Keefe's doing and others. I want to do more of that. So that's why. Plus, I have to have an infrastructure because they're going to just keep attacking me. And you're like, well, you better just go away. No, you don't give in to that. You fight harder. So we're in a war. People have to really let that sink in. And like the earlier veteran said, if people won't spread the word or make donations to the operations that are the most effective fighting for freedom, you're never going to do anything as things get worse and worse. I mean, do folks realize what we're on the edge of if the enemy wins the next round of control, what they're planning if they're able to steal the election again? It's hell on earth. I know a lot of folks are like, yeah, we're keeping our heads down. It's that attitude of keeping your head down, we're going to lose everything. Where is your fighting spirit? Where is your betting on freedom? We're winning all over the world right now. We've turned the tide. Now, the enemy's going to strike back, and they are, but it's the adventure spiritually of just going against evil, having God on your side, praying for God to lead, God to direct you. That is magic. That is the whole point of life, is to make the right decision in the face of this. This is everything. And this broadcast, the most accurately, with all our guests and everything, it's not me, it's all of this operation, has been the most effective and most accurate and the most hated by the enemy. I mean, that's something, isn't it? And look, the open debate worldwide, it sounds like Alex Jones. Because I was over the target. I read the enemy's own publications. Anybody can do that. And now others are doing it. And I knew that once the public figured out this global government death cult depopulation operation, that you'd not want to be slaves, you'd stand up. It doesn't take the majority to win either, but we're getting a huge minority bordering on a majority around the world, not just here. This broadcast is listened to in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, in Latin America, all over North America, in Mexico. When I have time, I go to Mexico at least once a year. I love it. You know, despite all the problems, it's still an amazing country. Puerto Vallarta, Cancun. And I get mobbed. The owners of the restaurants come out. The wait staff says they listen to translations in Spanish. I mean, we're having an effect, people. And you got to fight for those that are fighting for you. All right, Michael in Boston, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. You want to talk about election. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Mike from Boston. Real quick, Survival Shield X3, Nitric Boost, HGH Max Boost, Down and Out, Good Night Sleep, the Rebel Zen Salve for my left knee, the Super Coral Toothpaste, all good products, all top shelf.
Thank you.
And I used to do the krill oil, too, and the super male, but you can't get that anymore. So the krill is dynamite. You started talking about taking them and having the dreams. So I started doing the same thing, and I was having some pretty vivid dreams, bro. You know? But I wanted to talk about the election. Election, I've been thinking about this for a few weeks, and I think this is what they're going to do. And I just want it to be put out in the open so people hear it and have time to process it. I think what they're going to do either on before election night, or maybe even a couple nights before, because it may take time logistically, is they're going to load in troops to D.C., and they're going to say it's because, oh, we want to just make sure we maintain control in case, you know, Trump wins, because people are going to get upset. But what they're really, the guys, the real reason they're doing it is for when they steal it. And I think they're going to have troops en masse in D.C., and they're just going to have them there for the results when they're announced, and they're just going to stand there with their arms folded, you know, with their arms crossed across their chest and be like, what are you going to do? I think they're just going to take it. And that's that. They did it before and got away with it, and that's what I think is going to happen. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm a Marine. I'm a patriot, but that's just what I think. I put nothing past these people, absolutely nothing.
No, I totally agree with you, brother. I mean, it's such a historic moment, and people, including myself, get caught up. We've already been through so much tyranny, we don't realize it's intensifying, and the awakening's intensifying, and the battle is intensifying, and history is happening right now.
Alex, since I've been listening to you for over a few years now, I process so much stuff between you, and I listen to both episodes of Steve Bannon's War Room during the day, and all the info I take in and process, it's almost too much. Sometimes I feel like I have like an adult sitting on my chest. You know what I mean? Other people feel that too, but the stress of it all, like I feel like I have like a human sitting on my chest, man. So I have to like tune out sometimes because it's just too much.
You know, I have the same problem, but God's literally basically lifted all that from me. I'm just giving it all to God. I fight harder than ever. Like last week, I just suddenly had this euphoria. I'm like, we're winning. And God's like, just relax. Just do your job. Stop feeling like you've got to beat it yourself. And I think that's the prayer people should say is, God, help me. Do the things I can, and lead God and direct me, but, you know, also give me peace, and I put all, you know, the stress on you, and God wants you to do that. Thanks for the call, brother. I understand what you're saying. Henry in Chicago, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You got my prayers on you in 7 InfoWars. I bought a couple of things from you, Thor X2 and X3. So, anyway, my point is we need to sell the citizenship. 15th Amendment protects our votes, and any politician that interferes with your right to vote, they can be prosecuted under Title 18 U.S. Code Section 242. We need to file lawsuits against every politician, every corporation under Title 18 U.S. Code Section 242.
No, you're right, and we need more attorney generals like ours in Texas and others to move forward. I mean, the Texas Attorney General, they tried to put him in jail a bunch because of it, but he's beaten it thanks to public support. Ken Paxton has been overturning huge amounts of the globalist operation.
Right. And also, we need to stop maybe, I told you, producer, it's a song named Freedom by the group Faith. And it kind of is from the 70s. My mom told me, says, why don't you tell Alex about that? Because it gets to the core of our freedom. We need to fight for freedom.
And what's the song again?
Freedom by the group Faith. I can play it for you. Hold on. Can you?
Yeah, it's distorted. Just say it slowly. You say Freedom. I can't understand the name of the band. Just tell me the name. I don't need to hear it.
Faith. F-A-I-T-H.
Faith. Okay, Freedom by Faith. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so let me turn it on. So I wanted to say that also we need to protect our free speech, and we need to ask every politician to repeal the deep state, 50 U.S.C. 41. Those are the three-letter agencies.
Sure, they've got all their executive orders in place. Absolutely. Yeah, and we're always operating under an emergency. So those things have all got to be reversed. I absolutely agree with you, Henry.
And our First Amendment, we need to fight for it. Nobody can take that away from us. And I tell people, there's no rules. It was a God-given right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call, Henry. And we had a call earlier, an American that lives in Brazil, and he said, yeah, you can't get X, you can't get anything down there, but he can still get InfoWars because they haven't blocked that because it's seen as smaller. The Empire doesn't see small ships as a threat, or they'd have a stronger defense. Star Wars, the X-Wings, good analogy. And that's why I use it. The Empire doesn't see a small fighter as a threat, or they'd have tighter defenses. So that's why Rumble's huge, but, I mean, not as big as X. They've arrested the head of Telegram, got him to roll over. I mean, they're trying to shut down the nodes of communication. And my show is effective, not just reaching millions of people, but we've got the ear of the influencers. And that's why they want us off air. Ahmed in New York, thanks for holding so patiently. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Ali, say hi to Alex, and thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
This is my son. Anyway, I was just trying to say, basically there was a shortage on ketamine or organic baby powder. I don't know how many people are affected by that, but I feel like they're hoarding it, to be honest with you, Alex. I feel like there's no articles, there's no mainstream articles, but there's a whole bunch of mainstream articles on attacking free speech and free speech systems. But when it comes to like, babies and stuff like that, they love to create evil and demonic energy where they keep kids can't even eat anymore.
Well, you're absolutely right. And you know your society's breaking down when there are shortages of things like that. And normal formula is super toxic, full of high fructose corn syrup, and it literally wrecks the brains of children. So people that have to get it can get it from Germany. It's goat's milk. My wife, with our seven-year-old, produced milk for 6 months, and then for some reason it stopped producing, and so we got really good organic goat's milk powder from Germany, and boy, it worked great on our daughter. She loved it and drank it until she was about two. But the organic brands actually have actually heard people saying there's a shortages of all sorts of stuff. What are you seeing happening?
I've noticed the last few weeks. Like Target, Walmart, I don't want to give them my money, but it's the only place where I can find a European formula in the States. I hear that you said Germany. This one is from the UK. It's called Kenamil. The only one, actually, in the States that is actually allowed. So I was buying it from Target. Target is in shortage. Walmart's in a shortage. And I feel like they just do this on purpose to have people in a mass panic. They did this in 2021 also. So I just feel like they work in a consortium with each other, and these people should be investigated also, these people that are doing this with the poor.
Well, actually, Ketamil says there is a formula crisis on their website.
Amazing. It's a crisis as in how long are they expecting? Maybe you should be in the organic baby formula industry, Alex.
Well, I want to read what's going on. Guys, put that back on screen. I want to see. We are pleased to share that Ketamil has been the first international manufacturer approved by the Food and Drug Administration to export significant quantities. So I guess they're blocking all the other makers. We can still get it online. I forget the type we use from Germany. Talking to old-timers reading books, they said the best thing if a woman can't produce milk is jackass milk, a Jenny. But you had to have a farms near you. They say that's even almost better than human. They say it's just unbelievably good. But I will look into that, brother. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, honestly, Alex, listen, we're all in this together. There's no feeling sorry. We just got to stand up against tyranny.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve. symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Don't give a damn.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains
and the western skies. We can skin a buck.
And we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line and a country boy can.
And that's what the globalists hate. They want domesticated people.
Country folks can survive.
All right, Joe Salente is coming up. I'm going to finish up with some of your phone calls. I got a whole stack of reports on weather weapons and what's really going on, and I'm going to wait until tomorrow. I'm going to shoot a special report on this today. I got congressional reports and other stuff I want to get, and then I'm going to do it justice tomorrow and the next day because people are ready to hear the truth on this. Now let's jam in some more phone calls. Barry in California, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me okay, Alex?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been awake since 2009. I started listening to you in 2009. Retired military here in California, where tyranny is rampant. But there's two people you guys need to check out. Coach JV, at Coach JV on X. And he's talking about between October 6th through the 15th, there's going to be all kinds of distractions that are going to freak us out. And then there's another one, Jessica Rojas. She's Caps for Me, 2021. And she said she has a high-level person in her family and the military and said to get her stuff ready since April and that there's going to be not a civil war, but revolution.
Yeah, well, I don't know who those people are, and I'm sure they're great. The Democrats say they're going to have civil war conditions. They say they're going to overthrow the country. I played the clips. And people never liked the actual clips of Hillary saying, ban the First Amendment, or they're going to have a civil war, they're going to arrest all of us. It's like, oh, they admitted it. Everybody's like, oh, I don't care if it's admitted. And then it's like, if it's a rumor, though, everyone loves it. It's like, oh, my God, I heard a rumor. And I'm not putting those people down. I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying they've already appointed Kamala. She didn't get one vote. They removed Biden. So, yeah, we're already under a coup. Yeah, we're in. They already tried to kill Trump twice, brother.
Yeah, and so are you still there?
Yep, sure am.
Yeah, so my main thing for calling is, no matter what happens, no matter if they cheat, if God wants Trump to be president, he'll be president. The problem is the church. What I mean by the church in America needs to wake up. We have a right to vote. God gave us that right to vote. and we need to. I go to Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Jack Hibbs is our pastor, and we stayed open during COVID.
That's good. That's good. I got to jump, brother. Thank you. Now, Gerald Celente is the top trends forecaster. He always kicks ass. And he's about to take over, but I promised I would get to your call. So when I come back, I'm giving each caller, because I want to hear from you, a minute and a half. We're only going to take four of them. All right? We're going to do Miss Lou, Carol, that's my mom's name, Jeff, and Alexandra. I'm going to go to right to you, and then I'm going to hand the baton to Gerald Celente, who's got a ton to cover, and then Owen Schroyer in 57 minutes, the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. And these could be the last InfoWars shows. If the bad guys buy it on November 13th, they've got a plan to shut us down very, very quickly. And on the 17th, or the 16th, 17th, they're having a hearing in Austin trying to take over the company at the state level. And man, we keep surviving, and people go, oh, is this real? You just watch. Of course it's real. So I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you again. Whatever happens to InfoWars, regardless, support our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com. That supports InfoWars and going forward regardless. Thealexjonesstore.com, a lot of new t-shirts up there. This new superfood is incredible. The CMOS, it's next level with the iodine and more. And then, of course, we've got straight donations for legal defense that I absolutely have to have. I want to thank those that have supported. RealAlexJones.com, RealAlexJones.com. Those are the coordinates of action. Thank you for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com and RealAlexJones.com. We'll be right back with a few final calls and the great trends forecaster, my good friend, Gerald Celente.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Globalist's worst nightmare and the Patriot's best friend, Alex Jones.
All right, the mighty, informative, incredible Gerald Celente. They should take over in a few minutes, but right now, let's take more calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Miss Lou in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, I got the trifecta, the Bojays, the President T-shirt, and I just hit give, send, go.
Thank you. Couldn't do it without you. You are absolutely pissing off the New World Order. Go ahead.
Why I'm calling you is I'm here in North Florida looking down the barrel of this storm. And David Axelrod is total POS spokes for the CIA, telling people that North Carolina is going to be lost because of that storm. Well, they want to do the same to Florida. That's why it'd be great if you get into the details of this weather weaponization. That being said, Milton's supposed to hit us a 4 at Tampa. Now, if you go to Underground, Weather Underground, it's wonderground.com. They are the best for predictions and tracking. So this is really dangerous, okay? And early voting in Florida does not start until October 26th. So if we get a real power down, if people really lose their homes along that coastline there, because it's highly populated, Tampa.
Yeah, that's the part of the state that wins it for Republicans. Isn't that interesting?
That's right. That's exactly right. So I have no idea how angry. Well, yeah, I know you know how angry I am. So anyway, that's the story. I don't want to keep you. I know you've got other callers, but.
Yeah, it's now a Category 5, 175 mile an hour winds headed straight for the most conservative area of Florida. Or one of the most.
Yeah. Hello. Bingo.
Absolutely insane. Anything else, Miss Lou?
No, that's good. And keep up the fight, sir.
Thank you. You're the one doing it. Thank you. All right, Alexandra in Alabama, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller to you, but a very long-time listener. My husband and I are seniors on a fixed income and paying tax on our Social Security. We have supported you for years, buying your supplements, T-shirts, hats, flags, and knives. We support you fully because the American people and the world would not be aware as they are if it were not for you. We, the InfoWarriors, owe you so much for exposing truth, facts, and your knowledge. Thank you so much, Alex, and we love you so much. And I just want to add, they will fail at everything because God is on our side. And I just wanted to add, I love you, Gerald Celente, one New Yorker to another.
Well, Gerald liked hearing that. He is a beautiful person, good friend of mine. There he is.
Yes.
He's coming up in a moment. All right, Alexandra, couldn't do it without you. Thank you and your husband. Two more calls and Gerald takes over. Carol in California, then Jeff. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, this is Carol. Can you hear me?
I can, Carol. Thank you.
Hello, Alex. I'm so tickled pink to get through to you. I've been listening to you for years. I'm all choked up. I just want to say you're not going anywhere, and they can't take your name or your personhood from you because those things are God-given. You're a self-made man, and you use the gifts and talents that God bestowed upon you to create this little empire that you have that is destroying the cabal, and they can't stand it because you know how to reach people, and you're pure. Everything you say is just and right. So, I just know that God has you in his hands. He's putting you on the wings of eagles. He's going to fly you up out of the stress of all this, and like you were speaking earlier about peace, I pray for you that you will have peace and your wife and your children and all the people that work for you. We love every one of you. All the guys, all the gals that have come and gone. I've just enjoyed you so much over the years.
Well, let me say this, Carol. It's humbling what you say. It's you that did this. It's your support. I thank you. We're all in this together. And you humble me, and I'll fight as hard as I can. Thank you so much. Anything else?
I buy all your products as I can. I'm sitting on my table here. I take pictures of them even. Nitric Boost, Energy 273, Real Red Pill, Brain Force, Survival Shield. I could go on and on. Living Defense, 1776 for my son. Oh, and my son said that he wishes he and I could join you. And what's his name? The rocker. Go shooting with you guys and teach us how to shoot a gun.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that with Ted Nugent. Thank you so much. Beautiful lady. Thank you. Final caller, then Gerald takes over. Jeff in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Alex, I've been with you a long time. I don't know if you remember me, but in 2006, I sent you 3.5 hours of footage from the Freemason Temple 522 in upstate New York.
I remember. We've gotten a lot of stuff. I think I remember. Yes.
You and your great crew made an hour-long documentary out of it. It was fantastic. I'm down in South Carolina now, and I'm furious with my U.S. Senators, Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham, who, Asheville, North Carolina was under 10 feet of water. They were bragging about giving $16 billion to Israel and to Ukraine and sending...
Oh, listen, I saw Lindsey Graham last week. Sean Hannity goes, oh, isn't it terrible? The hurricane goes, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about getting more money to Israel. And nothing against Israel, but my God, that's sick. He couldn't even spend time on his own state.
Yeah, I was lucky because the storm went west of me just by the grace of God or the weather weapons, whatever it was. But I can't wait to see your new report on that. Everybody get the T-shirts. They fit great. They feel great. You'll make a lot of new friends talking about it. And my father, New York, loves Gerald Celente.
Everybody loves Gerald, but tyrants. And speaking of him, he's taking over here in about a minute. I'm just going to say this one more time to listeners. It's action time. If you want to support us, go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. They got hoodies. They got T-shirts. They got limited editions. They've got all this great stuff on there. They got fundraiser shirts. They've got the ultimate CMOS. It's next level iodine and other key compounds. It is the superfood of superfoods. You want that. It's 40% off out of the gates. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you want to make a straight donation to Legal Defense, the left is all over the news pulling their hair out because if we just keep getting support, we'll stay in the fight. It's a war. And you cannot support any organization more, in my view, that's going to have a bigger effect than the donations at RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com. I want to thank all those that did donate. A lot of great comments from the donors. Be sure and go read those. Whether it's $1 or $100, it all counts. Thank you so much. You humble me. we're only, what was it, 36 days, 37 days till they can shut us down? 28 days to the election? I mean, this is go time, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute go time. It's time for you to take action. I want to thank you all. All right, Gerald Celente, the great trends forecaster, takes over now. Gerald.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for all that you do. And everybody, listen to what Alex is saying. Censorship is the American way. Last week on InfoWars, I read the garbage spewing out of the mouth of that little daddy's boy, little boy of nothing, an arrogant little clown, John Kerry. Yeah, oh, I'm from the Forbes family. Yeah. Who said that we basically have to do away with the First Amendment because it's stopping us from selling all the crap that we're spewing out of our crap-filled mouths and the people aren't swallowing it. And then we heard Hillary Clinton come up last week. Same thing. Misinformation. If you don't believe the crap spewing out of my lousy, ugly mouth, you believe in misinformation. This is what's happened in my lifetime, man. It blows me away. And thank you, the last two, you know, about being a New Yorker. It's a different trip. It's a different trip. I'm born in the Bronx, 1946, woo, at the height of America. The height of America. We win World War II. We're at the top. The vibe, uplifting as can be. One of my books, it's called What Zizi, Z-I-Z-I, gave Honey Boy. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Zia is aunt. Zizi's auntie. And I write about how blessed I was to come from the family that I came from. And where I came from. I get in an argument with my father, may rest in peace. He said, listen, you little SOB, you think I'm telling you what I'm telling you because I want you to be like me? I want you to become yourself. Become yourself? Why, how dare you? You gotta listen to my crap. I'm a little scumbag. I'm Andy Cuomo. I'm another daddy's boy. Another daddy's boy with a big mouth and cojones the size of a mothball. Maybe if you put him and Georgie Bush's cojones together, you'd get a mothball. I'll tell you what to do. You have no rights. Lock down your business. Stand 6 feet apart. I'm in charge. You're just a piece of scum. You listen to me and swallow the crap spewing out of a clown boy Fauci's mouth. The same guy that gave us the AIDS scare. Yeah. Same clown boy. Again. I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx. Born to be free. Don't you tell me what to do. Don't you tell me what to do. Any one of you political clowns. Hey, Lindsay, you come out of the closet yet, Graham? Come over here and you tell me what to do. Hey, Cotton Boy. Oh, you're a tough guy. Oh, I killed people. I was in the... Yeah, come over here and you tell me what to do. Try to tell me what to do. Any politician, get this in your mouth. You're public servants. You got it? You got it? All you do is suck off the public tit. You don't tell me what to do. We tell you what to do. And that's the fight that the people have lost. We had a peace and freedom rally up here last week. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Joe Lauria from Consortium News, well over 1,000 people, closed down the streets. It was excellent. We sent press releases to the international news, national news, and local news. Zero coverage. Zero. Peace is a dirty word from these pieces of crap that only sell war. Little boys and girls like Jake Tapper. Yeah. Arrogant little boys. Oh, we're tough on TV. But don't talk to me like that. Yeah. You call these guys out man to man. They don't know whether to piss or shit. They're little nothings. So going back to being a New Yorker, Bronx guy, You learn how to fight. You only attack the attacker. And we've been attacked. Our freedom has been robbed from us. Gone. Gone. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show. Good morning, everybody, all the time. But blacklisted. I said we'd lose the Afghan war. Alexander the Great couldn't pull it off. I said, if the British, at the height of the British Empire, couldn't pull it off. If into the valley of death rode the 600. Remember that one? Yeah. If the Russians couldn't beat them, and we haven't won a war since World War II, what makes you think we're going to beat them? Why, you anti-American? You don't swallow political crap. Hey, look what they did to that guy, Phil Donahue, who just passed away. Came out against the Iraq War. Whoop. Off the media. I'm saying this because you have to support InfoWars. Do everything you can. I got to tell you, man, I go to, I got to write about all the crap every day. I mean, you know, this is just to give you an example. This is like just yesterday's. Yeah, you see all these underlying articles, one after another. There's a whole bunch of them. I got to read all this stuff. So I try to go out and have a nice time. So I go to the best places. And I meet very, you know, people with a lot of dough. They don't have a clue what's going on. They do not have a clue what's going on. On the other hand, I meet a lot of people. Oh, I see on Alex Jones. Great. The people that watch Alex Jones know, I would say 1,000 times more that the little clown boys and girls that tune into Fox, MSNBC, CNN, the Cartoon News Network, they don't have a clue what's going on. I'm telling you, it blows me away. I was just down, it's a great place. I go there, it's beautiful. It cost them like $20 million to build or something. It's a beautiful estate up in Hudson, New York. It's exactly 40 minutes from where I am in Kingston. They have a distillery there, beautiful place. You sit outside and you watch the sunset over the Catskill Mountains. Start talking to some people at the bar. Don't have a clue what's going on. Don't have a clue. Run into people, Alex starts talking about them. They know the facts that are going on. So what I'm saying to you is that if we don't unite for peace, not only are we going to die in war, we're going to rot. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. This Israel war keeps ramping up, totally opposed to it. Totally opposed to it. Again, it's not a Jewish state, it's a Zionist state. Look up the definition of Zionism. Invented by a guy by the name of Theodor Herzl in the late 19th century. That they wanted Jewish land. Hey, how about a Catholic land? How about a Protestant land? How about a Muslim land? How about a Seventh-day Adventist land? Were there like several hundred or 1,000 or 4,000 religions and everyone's going to get their own land? I'm not for this religious stuff. This war is going to continue to escalate. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. Go to CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Not a peep, not a peep from the prostitutes about what's going on in the Middle East. Nothing. Milton's coming, yeah. Did Taylor Swift get laid last night? Yeah, I mean, this is the crap that they're putting out there. So again, going back to InfoWars, and again, your Trends Journal, you know, there's no magazine like it anywhere, any place, anyhow. And we're giving you, here, I'll give you an example. Palestinian officials, this is from the Times of Israel. So it's not, you know, propaganda. 51 people killed in Israeli airstrikes on southern Gaza. Yep. Destruction, death, and panic in Gulf Beirut as bombs fall. Now, who's this from? Oh, Financial Times. One of my sayings is when all else fails, they take you to war. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. Let's go back to January 2023. Today is the 1 year unfortunate anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel in October 7th, 2023. Let's go back to January. In late December, Netanyahu government comes in. Not my language, mainstream media, extreme right-wing government. Week after week after week after week after week after week after week, we are writing of the tragedies that this right-wing government is committing in the West Bank and to the in Gaza and to the Palestinian people. 39 weeks of protests were going on in Israel before October 7th because of Netanyahu, who's going to be brought up on criminal charges, try to pass a judicial reform act. 39 weeks of protests. Look it up. The president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, said during these 39 weeks that Israel is in a civil war. Yep, they were in a civil war from the president of Israel. October 7th, 2023 happens. Everybody forgot about the civil war. When all else fails, they take you to war. Again, the Trends Journal, we only report what's being reported. But we say what the Iranians are reporting and what they're saying, what the Israelis are saying, what the Arabs are saying, what the West is saying. 2 days after the Hamas attack, 1 year ago, it was reported that the United States and Egypt warned the Netanyahu government that this attack was coming. And Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, reported the Israelis knew it was going to happen. They let it happen. Why? When all else fails, they take you to war. You ready? Offensive boosts Israeli prime minister in polls. His poll numbers were in the toilet. Ramping up the Lebanon war, Netanyahu has definitely recovered from the post-war crash, says Dalia Shindlin, a pollster and political analyst, arguing Israel's increasingly aggressive action at a regional level had played a role in his rehabilitation. Let's go back to 9/11. Another little daddy's boy, a stupid, ignorant piece of crap, a nothing of a clown, Georgie Bush. What was going on before 9/11? Oh, the dot-com bust? Oh, yeah, as forecast in your Trends Journal. In the fall of 1999, we said it would bust by the second quarter of 2000, which it did in March. The NASDAQ was down over 70%. America's in a recession. 9/11 happens. Little Georgie Bush. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. 90% of the people swallowed the crap spewing out of his mouth. Boop, up in the polls. When all else fails, they take you to war. And now, again, I had believed that Kamala Hilarious would do a lot better in the polls than she is. They're running a stupid campaign. When all else fails, they take you to war. The United States was attacked by Iran. The Russians hacked our banking system. They're going to make up something. They're going to make up something. When all else fails, they take you to war. There's going to be a false flag event. Something is going to happen. Where are the people for peace? I talked to, what are you doing? What are you going to do? I don't want to know what you're doing. All right. Again, I want to thank everybody that came to the rally. What they came from Kentucky, from Michigan, from Virginia, from Florida, all over the country to Kingston, New York. The people are doing something. Yeah, we had 1,000. We had, when you look on the, all the people that was live streaming, probably got about a, you know, 750,000 people. Out of 332 million, we should have 1 million people up here and 60 million watching it. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die for war. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. So listen, you better do all you can in any way you can in the name of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And InfoWars is helping you do that. And the products that they have not only support InfoWars, they support you. And you, we are at a time now when you have to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And these products help you do that in the physical way. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the products, and do what you can for yourself, for InfoWars, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We'll be right back.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance. And I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
¶¶
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, they're going to do everything they can to get Alex Jones and his team that worked very, very hard off the air. They, again, you can listen to the crap spewing out of the mouth of craphead Kerry and Hillary Clinton. We don't want freedom of speech. We can't govern, they say. We can't govern. Who the govern? Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? Oh, by the way, I got to use the proper language. This is one of our T-shirts that you can get at trendsjournal.com. All right? I'll tell you the way I feel. Anyway, so you got to support InfoWars. Again, I'm telling you, the people I meet that listen to InfoWars know way, 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 way much more than the, quote, upper class that only swallow the crap that they like to swallow. And when you support InfoWars, you're supporting not only keeping them on the air, but you're supporting yourself, and they got these great deals where you could save a lot of dough when you go to InfoWars MD. And now they have a premium supplement line. And again, at discounted prices. And it's available for 25% off, but again, only exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And they got this, discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Yep, boost vitality. You got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We are in the fight for our lives. And these products, again, they enhance your overall well-being. And you get them, again, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, their meticulously crafted formulations, they cater to these diverse needs. And again, you need these now more than ever. They got this Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Turmeric 95, Prostate Support. And the older you get, the more you got to support that prostate. Whew, take it from an older cat. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, Good Night's Sleep. So listen, again, supporting InfoWars is supporting yourself. It's that 360 win, and it grabs the reins for your health and wellness, and it's a premium lineup that's available at a rate that dominates the competition. And where do you get it? Only at InfoWars Store. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, 40% off. There you got it. So order now. Okay, going back on to what's going on. You know, I mentioned this book, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. Of everything I've written is my favorite. And I got best-selling books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking. First book I worked on in the 1980s, Natural Healing. Yeah. There used to be this TV show, Everyone Loves Raymond. And the woman, Doris Roberts, who played the mother, her last starring role was playing my Aunt Zizzy. May she, Zizzy, rest in peace, as well as Doris Roberts, who passed away 15 minutes after she was doing the movie. You could go to YouTube and put in Zizzy and Honey Boy, and you could see the movie. And it's about me getting blacklisted. Again, I was on Everybody. It was almost embarrassing I was in the news so many times. When USA Today was a big newspaper, they quote me 3 or 4 times a week. Yeah. Anyway, going back to what in the world is going on, what's next and what to do. When I went on the air, gold was selling for $2,664 an ounce. Go to your Trends Journal. Google it up. Top trends for 2024, a golden year for gold. Gold prices are up 643 an ounce since we made that forecast. Others like Peter Schiff, a great cat, A number of people said, yeah, this is a good year. No, we're the only magazine in the world that had forecast this. There's no magazine like the Trends Journal. Nothing comes close to it. Nothing. Cover geopolitics. We cover technocracy. By the way, you want to know the Technocracy Cat is one of his books, Joe Duran. Yeah, look at the size of this thing. Be Human. Essays on countering transhuman self-destruction. You get it on Amazon. We cover high-tech science. We cover AI. We cover geopolitics. Whole section on the Israel war. Economic updates and market overviews. We're giving you what nobody else gives you anywhere, any place, anyhow. If you could show it, let me know it. And it's only for the grand total of $2.50 a week if you go to jonestrends.com. If you don't, it's $2.56 a week. $2.50, you save 10% by going to Jones. Jonestrends.com. And I'm telling you this because this is the most perilous time of my life. If I make it, because you never could tell what happened, they may kill me, I may die, car crash, whatever. Next month I'll be 78. Never in my life have I been so worried about the future. And I'm a trend forecaster. I see what's coming ahead. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. And the people forgot the how we got here. I was talking about the Netanyahu murderer. Hey, where's his son? Where's his son? Oh, he's not over there fighting? Oh, he's in Miami. Yeah. Again, all these little warmongers are chicken hawks. They want other people. Could you imagine Lindsey Graham getting a, could you imagine that little slob going to fight? Or Peter shit over there, Adam shit up there in California. Yeah, imagine these guys going to fight. Anybody that supports war in a foreign nation, go over there, send your wife, your kids, your transgenders, your money, go over there, fight, or shut your mouth. I don't want my money going to foreign wars. I'm an American citizen. I believe in the founding fathers. Read George Washington's farewell address. Don't get involved in this crap, he said. It's been going on for thousands of years, and we're not going to fix it. So gold, $2,664 an ounce. Go to your Trends Journal. Go back when the Ukraine war broke out. We warned when the Ukraine war broke out and the Israel war broke out that Brent crude could hit $130 a barrel. Now some are even saying $150, $200 a barrel. At $130 a barrel, it will crash the global economy and the equity markets. You got it? Again, we've been writing about this on and on. And now Brent crude is $81 a barrel. It's gone up like 10 bucks over the last 2 weeks, a barrel. Again, if oil prices go way high, the consumer feels it. As I said in the when we wrote that Kamala Hilarious will win because of the abortion issue, we said there's a wild cards. And the wild cards are one of them is a stock market crash. And the stock markets today, as we went on the air, the Dow was down over 500 points. NASDAQ down 217. They're all going down. They've been artificially boosted. Again, oil prices go up, this thing ends. Just to give you some idea, auto sales are idling as prices remain high. Wall Street Journal. Levi Strauss cuts revenue outlook. Austin Martin warns of profits. Fashion industry faces sales slide. All right? Eurozone business activity slipped back into contraction. This is October 3rd. Again, this is all old news for Trends Journal subscribers. How many more facts do you need to see how bad this is? But again, when all else fails, they take you to war. This is an article from Reuters on October 3rd. The beleaguered U.S. office property market may be bottoming out, analysts told Reuters. That's a lot of BS. They're not bottoming out. These are the people that didn't see it coming that are going to say where it's going. Prices for office buildings have fallen 12.4% year over year, according to RCA Commercial Property Price Index. Throughout 2023 and the start of 2024, many developers and lenders chose to extend maturing loans. They're covering up the crisis or held off sale to avoid recording a big loss. These are phony deals. Again, the facts are there. A Midtown Manhattan office building sold a month ago for $8.5 million. Sports Illustrated used to be there. Again, because of the COVID war, people aren't going back to work and people don't want need all this office space. In 2006, it sold for $320 million. There's going to be a banking crisis, the likes of which we've never seen in the history of the world, part one or part two. Goes back to gold. We do not give financial advice. Gold to me is the number one safe haven asset. No question about it. You look at Bitcoin, it's at 63,000. Again, I was on with my good friend Max Kaiser at the beginning of the year on InfoWars. And he was, you know, I said, Max, I agree with you 100% about Bitcoin. And by the way, Bitcoin's still in a solid range now. And our forecast in the Trends Journal, we haven't missed it. We say when it's going to go up, when it's going down. And right now it's still in a solid range. I said, but gold prices are going to skyrocket. And they have. They've gone up over 30%. Better than the S&P, better than the Dow, better than the NASDAQ. Gold is it. And again, there's going to be a false flag event. Yeah, this is an InfoWars today. Ukraine preparing false flag chemical attack, senior Russian defense official claims. And this is why I'm saying you got to go to InfoWars. It's right here. How long have we been saying this? We've been warning about a false flag event going on and on. When all else fails, they take you to war. Australian businesses in a slump. More than 11,000 companies have gone bust in the past year. They record that a dramatic 39% jump in insolvencies in 2023 and 2024 compared with 2022 and 2023. Old news. We warned about this when they locked down everything. The world has changed. 9 o'clock at night up here, everything's dead. Dead. New York City, 1 o'clock, dead. When I was a young guy, we'd go out at 1 o'clock in the morning. Dead. And the cops, the state troopers are everywhere. Pulling you over. Where were you? Your blinker light didn't go on 100 feet before the stop sign. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. You're going to jail. You're 0.11% over the stupid number we made up. You're a drunk driver. Yep. 39% increase in insolvencies. I'm telling you, this thing is terrible, what's going on. We are in the worst financial crisis coming up in, as I said, the history of the world, part one and part two. And it's only going to get much, much worse. Ukraine says it hit oil terminal in Russia, in Russian-occupied Crimea. This just came out before we went on the air on Al Jazeera. What did InfoWars just write about? Ukraine preparing false flag chemical attack. Oil prices, they just attacked. They're going to keep doing it. If Israel and Iran go to war, again, oil prices are going to spike to $130 a barrel, Brent crude, and it's going to crash the global economy and the global equity markets. So you better prepare for the worst. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. That's Matthew 5:9. Hellish are the political warmongers. They're called the children of Satan. Salenti, 10:24. Hellish are the political warmongers. They are called the children of Satan. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Any of the clowns, you know, there's a couple like Massey, he's a great guy in Kentucky. He's a peace man. So few. Warmongers. Children of Satan. Not a peep about peace and the prostitutes, the media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters. Prostitutes. This thing is going to keep ramping up. Western leaders rally behind Israel after Iran strikes, but silent on Lebanon massacre. This is from the New Arab. Again, we go to all of the media. We want to hear what they all have to say. UK leaders have publicly supported Israel after Iran's Tuesday night missile strike, despite the relative silence about the political establishment, from the political establishment, about the ongoing massacre in Lebanon. It's now almost 2,000 people have been killed, mostly civilians. And they keep selling the line that we're bombing this place because Hezbollah's living there. Same crap that they spewed out. They destroyed Gaza. Hamas is living in all them houses, all them churches, all them schools, all those mosques. They're living everywhere. Where is the outrage for this? Where are the people for peace? Where are they? And where are all these religions? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Hey, where are you Catholic priests? Where are you Episcopalians and Baptists? All the Quakers died in an earthquake. Seventh-day Adventists are waiting for the eighth day. What a bunch of crap. Where are you? You should be out there all the time preaching for peace. A bunch of phonies. You're all a bunch of phonies. You're not the children of God. You're a bunch of gutless little boys and girls. If the religions are out there day after day after day after day preaching for peace, we'd have peace. No, just pass the basket for more money so we don't have to work and we can dress up in our costumes. Oh, and on the Jewish end that God gave you this land, don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. Hey, what if I don't believe in your God? Not telling you to believe in mine. So I don't want to hear about your comic book that made this thing up. You stole the land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. You keep stealing land. But here's from the book that you're supposed to believe in, the Torah. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. As you keep stealing land. And I don't want to hear this crap that you're the chosen people. I'm just a little guinea from the Bronx. Save it. Nobody is chosen other than them that are the peacemakers that are blessed by God. The chosen people are the people, according to Naomi Wolf, a Jewish woman, a doctor, doctorate. It's not about ethnicity. It's about living in the spirit of God. We are, this bombing going on. Could you imagine Beirut? This is like, how about bombing Los Angeles? How about bombing Fort Lauderdale? How about bombing New York City? How about bombing Paris? How about bombing Rome? Do you realize what's going on here? Where's the outrage? And my money, I got to work like crazy, stealing our tax dollars to keep these wars going. And F you, the people that got wiped out in the hurricane. We don't care. It's $750. Hey, get the hell out of here. Another $9 billion to Israel, another $9 billion to Ukraine in the last week and a half. The country's rotting in front of our eyes. The roads are crap. The subway's a night in Calcutta. And crap. A jerk-off train. More money for war. Hell with the people. All you are plantation workers of Slavelandia. We're the rich and we're in charge. We'll tell you what to do. Again, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And not one of you repulsivekins and Democrats, with a very few numbers of you, are the children of God. You're hellish political warmongers, the children of Satan. Salenti, 1024. And I'll call it to you in your face. Yep. You ready for this? This is from Haaretz. Again, as I said, when all else fails, they take you to war. Even before total victory in Gaza, Israel's economy has lost the war. Israel's economy is going to crap. Moody's downgrading it one after another. They're going to crap. The worse the economy gets, the more they're going to ramp up the war. When all else fails, they take you to war. By the way, here's one of my songs that I want to write for peace. We're going to rock for peace. We're going to roll for peace. We're going to swing for peace. We're going to bop for peace. We're going to stroll for peace. We're going to twist for peace. We're going to boogie till midnight. Yep. We're going to romance for peace. We're going to boogie till midnight. Stop the wars. Let's bring peace to the Middle East. We got to eliminate the industrial complex beast. Stop stealing our tax money for bombs and overseas military bases. Invest in peace and freedom. It's the spirit of the soul. It's for the sake of we the people, not the political moles. Peace and freedom is who we are, and it won't be stolen by a gutless clan of political freaks and fools who are a national disgrace. We're going to rock for peace. We're going to roll for peace. We're going to swing for peace. We're going to bop for peace. We're going to boogie till midnight. We got to lift the spirit. Support InfoWars.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.